Hi. The Common Man and Timmy podcast is brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. I am not a fan of surprises. That's why I like the preventative maintenance from my guys at Care. They make sure your heater or AC is running at tip-top shape so you don't have any surprises. Maybe you're saying, I like surprises. What's the big deal? Weren't expecting that, were you? Surprise, that sucked, right? Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust. My throat hurts.
Good afternoon, I'm Jacob Reimer. Some day baseball for both the Reds and Guardians. Cleveland holds a 3-0 lead on the Royals. They're in the top of the third inning in Kansas City. As for Cincinnati, they're wrapping up their series at Wrigley Field with the Cubs. The Reds look to avoid their 7th straight loss. The Cubs have an early 1-0 lead heading to the bottom of the third inning. NBA playoffs continue tonight with a pair of Game 2s. In Detroit, the Cavs look to even their series with the Pistons. Tip-off is at 7 o'clock. At 9:30, the Thunder hosts the Lakers. Oklahoma City leads the series 1-0. And for the second year in a row, Blue Jackets defenseman Zach Werenski has been named a finalist for the James Norris Memorial Trophy. This award is given to the league's best defenseman. This update sponsored by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reach your health and weight goals with Reclaim by Awaken 180, a 10-week medication-free plan. Visit awaken180weightloss.com. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
You're about to enter a land of audio delight so awesome that you'll drop all important obligations to get your daily fix. Even Marconi, inventor of the radio, couldn't have imagined the pleasures that are about to invade your ear.
Oh, yes.
Try as you might, there's no escape. Let's begin.
How? Good afternoon.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Doing good, Mike.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
With special guests, Nicole Sheeran.
Yeah, dog.
Jen Winters.
I will kick you in the junk.
Jeff Rimmer.
I will be around to haunt you forever.
And Chris Collinsworth.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Broadcasting live from the corner of Cracky and Sacky.
Excuse me.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Happy Thursday. Welcome in. Hello, good, clean boy.
Hello, Common Man. How was it yesterday?
With Joshua Perry?
Yeah.
It was great. How was golf yesterday?
Golfy was good. It's a good day. Day out at Jack's place.
It's a good day.
It's the best. Whoa. Hey. Playing a little golf. Oh, it was a lot of fun. Thank you.
Well, you know what? Today's going to be even more fun because it's Too Hot Thursday.
Too hot!
Yes, Teddy will dazzle us with audio all day long. We'll go around the Big Ten with Adam Rittenberg at 3:30. Rittenberg was touring the new Northwestern Stadium yesterday, which I talked about with Joshua. I can't stand how the media is running with this narrative that Northwestern is doing the ballsy thing. They're changing the way new stadiums are built.
Mm-hmm.
They've opted to go with only 35,000 seats.
Well,
no,
they are Northwestern
to go with 35,000 seats because that's all they were confident they could sell.
Yeah.
All right?
And that's why they wanted to build a really nice stadium
to offset the fact.
Well, and it's equipped for what their needs are. They recognize, they've looked at their data, and they've understood their attendance situations. Boy, where could I pull an example there for what our attendance needs are for a certain sport and how gigantic our building is? Gee, I don't know. But, you know, I'm sure it's a beautiful place.
Northwestern football to Ohio State basketball and the Shot. As much as I have to say about the Shot, not the same, Timmy. Not the same, because once upon a time, we would have no problem putting 17,000 people in there.
Oh, but that was a long time ago.
Well, that's
a long time ago.
But the court's gray now, and they're getting a new scoreboard.
Of course.
And all that.
I do think Northwestern's practice facility. Have you seen the photos of that thing?
Well, it is right on the lake. It's
right
it's gorgeous.
On Lake Michigan.
Yeah.
It's all glass walls right there. Obviously, they're going to try to do whatever they can because they're in the Big Ten, and there's not going to be a single season that is relatively easy for Northwestern anymore. If they're ever going to be a 10-win team ever again, damn, you're going to have to earn it. You're going to have to earn it, and you're going to have to get a lot of good recruits.
Damn, Gina.
Transfer portal targets.
How you doing, Ted?
Doing good, Mike.
How you doing, Tress?
Doing good, Mike.
All right. By the way, I'm disappointed in you.
I know. I'm disappointed in myself.
Went to the Gulf yesterday.
Sorry.
I gave you a challenge.
I'm sorry.
I said $10,000 cash in your pocket from me.
No.
If you can get Jack Nicklaus to recreate the shot that he took with Barb on the cover of the media guide from last year's memorial, where he's sort of looks like he's almost doing her from behind. You know, just
what? No. It doesn't. Hey. It doesn't look like that
at all. He's pouncing.
It's the golden bear we're talking
all
about.
All right, that's fine. You don't think he does stuff like that?
No.
Yes,
he's
he does.
A good boy.
No, you can be a good boy and do that. What's wrong with that? He's married to Barb.
Yeah, I guess.
Come on now.
I don't know what I'm thinking about the golden
perfectly
bear.
Perfectly healthy.
Barb doing that kind of thing.
So
they have no genitalia to me.
I asked you to try and recreate that photo with you starring as Barb and Jack behind you. I'd say I'd give you $10,000 cash.
Yeah.
Did you even ask? Because here's the reason I ask you.
Yeah.
Because I see on social media.
No. Let me get to this.
Here's Adam King.
No. Don't. I want to lay that out. I want to lay that out because you just went there. So you give me that proposition. Obviously, it's a ridiculous ask, and it's even more ridiculous to ever execute that. Part of me still wants to find a way. There's like the playful me that's, you know, the bit's never over. And then there's the professional side of me where how the hell could I go up to Jack Nicklaus at his tournament when you walk, you've been a social member there before. Like when you walk the halls in that clubhouse, everybody is so professional. Well, it's so buttoned up.
Considering
everything
I just said he was
just by the book
doing her by behind. I don't think I'm going to be a social member ever again. My application rejected
has been revoked. So, you know, I'm sitting there. They have an hour long press conference where it's Jack and Jack's son, Jack 2, as they colloquially call him. He basically is going to run the tournament. He's been running the tournament. He's going to take over in a bigger role whenever Jack, you know, goes away. So and he's kind of stepped into the background anyway.
Where's Jack going? What's the matter with why? Why would he go anywhere? This is his course.
Good point.
Yeah, he's not going anywhere.
He's going to be here. We talked about how this is the 50th year of the tournament. He'll be here for 50 more.
That's right. That's the type of optimism I like to hear.
37 years old
and
or whatever.
50 years from now, he'll be a guest on Rothman and Ice. So,
Who'd they have on?
Jerry Kramer today.
Jerry Kramer.
90 years young. And you
Gold
know what?
Jacket.
He sounded pretty damn good. Sounded pretty damn good.
He did.
I mean, the bar is pretty low when you're 90.
I mean, we've got
you can say hello and
we've got old guys on our show, don't we? We got Rimmer.
Rimmer's not 90.
Sometimes he feels like it.
He's a character. He's part of the show. He's not necessarily a guest.
It's true,
right?
Yeah. He plays a role. He's on here every week. So
right.
You're right. It doesn't compare.
Is very important as stupid old man.
So back to recreating the photo on the memorial media guide and how tough that would have been to pull off, you know, with the sanctity of Muirfield Village Golf Course and what this place is. I was talking to our digital director, Tyler Oliver, about this because he and Alexi came along. You'll see some of this soon enough. And see how we play golf, and they'll do some videos out there. So look for that in the coming weeks. But I'm back there at the back of the press conference room, and we're sharing a laugh, and I told him, in case he didn't hear about this proposition that you gave me, and I was joking with Tyler about, like, there are two ways that I could possibly go and attack this if I were feeling so ballsy. One would be the, hey, Jack, I got a way for us both to earn a quick $5,000.
Oh, you'd give him half.
Right. Right.
All right.
A little bit of a cheat way, but then I'm testing to see if he would be horribly offended by that, to recreate a photo with him and his wife when this is one of like the big moments of the entire tournament for their family, you know, and not taking anything away with that. That was awesome. When
Jack's
Barb
a businessman.
Was the honoree.
I think
he would
respect that proposition.
We've loved this photo, trying to have some fun with it, and $5,000 for you, $5,000 for me. Like, we'll send this back to Mike. He'll get a real kick out of it. He'll see us there. We're smiling. And I said, or there's the other way. If I try to no sell it and really just go in there and I guess I could go with the angle of, you know, hey, Mr. Nicholas, we do this show on The Fan. I don't know how much of it you've heard, 3 to 6. I know you live in Florida, but if you ever, you know, want to check our show out, it's the podcast, listen on The Fan when you're in town. We talk about you a lot. Like, you come up in conversation at least once a week. You're sort of like a figure on our show. We love you.
He's a mascot.
We look forward to this tournament every single year.
Yeah.
Better than a mascot.
Who's that?
The legend.
Who's that voice you got doing me over there?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Got a guy that...
sound like a puppet.
Guy that does your voice. It's a spot-on impersonation. It's better than Frank Caliendo could do. It's great. So could we just... if we could just get one picture... that's it. Just one quick picture. We'll put it up on our social accounts. Our fans will love it. They'll see you. It'll be a great thing. And then, like, I would give the phone or something to Tyler to take the photo. And once we get into the pose there, I could either do it myself or have Tyler in on with you. Like, you know what?
Tyler's got to do it.
The lights.
He's got to adjust.
Adjust us.
Behind. A little bit behind. The lights is shining right in your eyes.
Okay, so I should get... you think I should maybe get in
yeah.
front?
Maybe put your hands, Mr. Nicholas, right on his traps there.
I think I need to get a little bit lower.
Pretend
so we can
like
see
you're,
Jack
you're
a little better.
Sneaking up behind him.
Hello? You know what? I was out on the range earlier, Jack, and my shoulders also. A quick.
You seem a little tight there.
Just a quick.
Let me
quick
see what I can do. Along the trapezius.
Oh, there's the camera right over there. Tyler's right over there, ready to take a shot. Hello. And then there we go. Then we get it done. All the while. So I'm thinking about this and I'm saying, well, wait a minute. We're here working. There's two things, right, we're not doing. We're not asking for autographs back there because we're all media for this event.
Right.
No autographs, no asking for photos. And then, as you alluded to earlier in the segment, what do I later find out when I don't pull this off later in the day? I see our old buddy Dave Holmes up there, like arm around Jack Nicklaus, Instagram, Twitter. I see Adam King, arm around Jack Nicklaus. The photos are already out there. Meanwhile, I took the hands-off approach. Because he's going to all these interviews that he's got to do. I think Rothman talked to him,
boy.
Too.
You blew it. Could have had $10,000 in your pocket. We could have had a picture for the rest of our lives.
Well, he's
to commemorate the event.
He's going to be back later in May, so there will be another opportunity.
$7,500 goes down. You had your chance at $10,000. If you do one in later in the month, $7,500.
There's a penalty?
Yeah, that's right.
That's 25% off discount deal.
And if it's next year, it's even lower.
Oh, no.
Got on to $5,000. You better get cracking.
It's going to be harder to do every year that passes.
Is Alabama ducking the Buckeyes? Details next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got some holds up due to an accident if you're on US 23 north of Williams Road. And watch out for a vehicle fire that's on East Broad Street at Washington Avenue, causing some delay there. This report is sponsored by Vision Zero Columbus. Serious crashes on Columbus streets cause permanent physical, financial, emotional, and property damage. Vision Zero is changing that through roadway redesign and a commitment to zero traffic deaths. Find out how at columbus.gov/VisionZero. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
In the old days when people lived to be 40, you only had one option for listening to your favorite show. But now, ooh, baby, radio, podcast, The Fan app, and YouTube, ooh, just to name a few, live or on demand. You have no excuses, The Fan.
Feelings. The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Mostly increasing clouds throughout the day today as temperatures struggle to get into the mid to upper 50s to low 60s with gusty winds. For tonight, increasing clouds overnight with our lows in the 40s. And then for Friday, we do have a chance of showers on and off throughout the day. Otherwise, mostly cloudy and warmer with highs in the mid to upper 60s. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 Weather Impact Forecast.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
The only thing more erotic than listening to this show is riding through Krispy Kreme's conveyor of goo. But only one of those things is legal. This is Man and Timmy.
Hey, Mikey.
Yeah?
You look nice today.
Thank you.
You're welcome. The whole thing. What are you talking about?
Button down with a V-neck.
What I want to know why I say a nice thing to you publicly on the air for everybody to hear it, and
I didn't know if there was more.
Your reply is that's
it.
That's what you gave me?
If there was more to it.
Well,
that's all.
You've got a lovely little vertical striped button down shirt. You look like you're ready to go to Hyde Park or somewhere nice.
I have a speaking engagement.
An engagement.
This evening after the show.
And?
So I decided to put a collared shirt on for that reason.
Well, I'm glad you did. You should look a little bit better for a speaking engagement.
I'm doing a...
I was going to ask, will you share anything else?
I'm going to share about you.
Okay.
I'm going to talk. It's engagement about you.
and then I met Timmy. We know that's a lie.
And he moved to Utah, and the whites didn't like him because he was an LDS.
And he made me rethink my career.
Oh, absolutely.
Every single day.
My friends in Dublin tonight, where I live, they're doing a mental health town hall.
Nice.
And so I'm going to be... the impact speaker.
Oh, wow.
You know what's funny is planning this for a while.
Okay.
And
okay.
Lovely people over there, they sent me a little email. And I could tell what they were trying to do, but they wanted to be polite when they said, hey, just so you know, there's going to be a mix of a lot of people there, young, old, and
they
you know,
want to
just so you know, in case you were talking about pee-pees and wee-wees and whatever else. I mean, I added that part in, but
in case the nice can shows up.
Right, exactly. You know, it's going to be grandma's
spilling
there.
From the news. Yeah.
We've heard the show before. Right. And, you know, I said, don't worry. Don't worry. I'll be okay.
That's nice. Yeah. So you got a little thing that's prepared. Are you?
I have nothing that's prepared.
Okay, good. You're going to.
Nothing. I'm going to wing it.
The radio you is going to kick into gear. So you're going to speak from the heart.
I am. I don't like preparing speeches.
I like that.
I feel like they're rehearsed and
I agree.
Boring and not personal.
I agree.
So I'm going to go. If I bomb, you know that I bombed.
Authentically.
Yeah, right. I didn't write down the
right,
bomb.
Right. I'm sure you've had to do this at some point in your career. And I don't know where you stand with this, but I have a ton of respect for people that can get up in front of a live audience and not to say work the crowd, but to be able to really sound like a natural when you have maybe three or four bullet points, or if you have a presentation and you have like a few things that you know you have to hit on for whatever you're there, whether you're there for a business conference or whether you're there to speak for a cause, whatever it is. That's an easy thing to get up there and do. And I've had to try it before. I know your college career was cut short, but a lot of people go to communication school.
Throwing some darts here, Teddy.
Journalism school.
Throwing some darts. I mean, I know that you were a loser dropout of college, but you know, if you would have gone to college, maybe you would have been
I remember, you would have been a dropout.
You went to Columbia, though, right?
Columbia College, not Columbia University.
Well, there's, yeah.
You don't have to go telling people that.
I do have to tell people that.
No.
Because I feel like I'm going to run into somebody. Like, hey, where'd you go? Oh, I went to Columbia. Oh, yeah, my brother went there. Did you have Professor Nutsackies? Nutsackies. He's good.
Did you have Professor Van Nostrand in history? Is he still an old bag of nails? Oh, yeah. He's the old peg leg, you know. He's a crazy one.
You mean she? Absolutely.
Oh, oh shit.
You haven't been around in a while.
We used to call became him the a old she.
But no, yeah, that throws me off track. You know what I mean. You're smarter than me for not going to college to do this. But to have to go and do that.
They're lunatics.
Whether there's a microphone or a podium, it's tough to do.
I can do this all day, every day.
It's different.
I got no problem with this. This is easy. I know I'm talking to thousands of people, but psychologically, I'm not looking at all of you. Tonight, I don't know how big this room's going to be, but I assume it's going to be a nice crowd. I mean, I am on the marquee, right? People are going to come out to see me.
Is there an actual marquee outside the building?
I'm guessing there's not, no. But I don't care how many people are there. It could be 10. It could be 1,000. I'm going to be crapping my pants because I can see all of you.
Man, that's... Well, good luck to you. Good luck to you.
Man, that really sounds like a vote of confidence. I'll tell you what.
I'm positive you're not going to bomb. It's going to be incredible.
All right, we got a little something today. We got some word that Alabama's not going to duck the Buckeyes on the upcoming home-and-home. So they play each other 27 and 28. 27 mm-hmm. down yeah. there, 28 up here. And
there's been some discussion about what was going to happen to this series because of the future of college football.
Is changing their conference schedules where they're playing the extra conference game, and we're starting to see this now. We're starting to see, I think it's Florida State got kicked off of somebody's schedule. I forgot who it was this upcoming year. And there had been some speculation that Alabama was going to get rid of this game. Well, Bjorkie came out over the winter.
Georgia and Florida State.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bjorkie came out and said, well, we're going to play. So if it doesn't happen, it's because they canceled it.
Makes it tough on the SEC boys to do something because, after that.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So he sort of held them to account. And I wonder if he hadn't said that publicly, if they would have canceled this. But now it's out there.
Don't you think that that's a big push?
They don't want to be the ones to say, yeah, we're not going to do it, because then that's talking points for all the idiots
Absolutely.
Like me and you.
And it's too much of a race right now between the Big Ten and the SEC. And if you show weakness like that, like you're afraid to go and play Ohio State when it's a completely fair series, it's not like this is just, you know, a one-off neutral site game and it's going to be somewhere more centralized in the Midwest, say if they played it at Lucas Oil where it's going to be mostly Ohio State fans. No, this is a classic
series.
Don't
give many ideas.
That we want to, I know.
Neutral site regular season games should be banished. Illegal. So
have we done one since TCU? I don't think we have. And I don't think that game was supposed to happen like that.
It wasn't. It was scheduled
it
as
had to
a
be redone.
Home and home.
Yeah. It had to be redone.
I forget
because
why.
Scheduling. Something with whether that was TCU's schedule or our schedule. Something didn't work. It's always been tricky, too, because schools like Ohio State, they have so much riding on the home games. And when you move to that imbalanced conference schedule, when you went from that 8-game schedule to 9, that means, I mean, obviously just doing math, every other year, you're going to have one less home Big Ten conference game. So you have to stack those other 3 home games. You can't have a road game in the non-con in the year that you have fewer Big Ten home games. So you always have to make that fit. And if something doesn't work, I understand it. That's got to be tricky. That's a lot of moving parts when you're working with different ADs. But for all the criticism that we can give Bjorkie or the higher-ups at Ohio State, I commend them for always looking for at least one major, one major game, right? I mean, when was the last time we didn't have one on the schedule?
Last 2 years ago.
It was 2 years ago, and that was, I mean, if we went back
and that's
looked,
because the TCU game was supposed to be on that schedule. Wasn't
another
it?
Series with TCU? Do we have another
wasn't
series
it?
With TCU?
Something was supposed
that
to be there.
That was lined up? Yeah, something was supposed
last
to be there,
year
and
was
then
the
it
first,
got mixed up.
First Texas part one. But yeah, the year that we won the national championship, that was the knock on Ohio State, as they played no one in the non-conference. And by the way, it was a rightful knock.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
I understood where the media was coming from.
But you're coming off of a series against Notre Dame that was home and away. We're in the middle of home and away against Texas. Alabama is on the way. Almost every year you look down, there is at least one major non-conference game. And I love that as a college football fan. And I hope going to this super gigantic college football playoff system doesn't change that, even though it probably will.
Well, we got a home and home for basketball, too. You and I have been very critical about the type of competition the Buckeyes play over at the Shot, and it seems like every single time they got a marquee game on the schedule, it's at some sort of in-season tournament or neutral site. But they have scheduled a home and home with UConn.
UConn,
doesn't get much bigger than this, so...
Of course not.
Buckeyes will go down there, go up there for the upcoming season, 26-27, and then the rematch will be in Columbus for 27-28.
He alluded to this. Remember when we heard from Diebler maybe a month or two ago when some of these other non-conference games...
He said he was cooking something good.
They weren't. This might have been on the last radio show of his for the season where... He wasn't sure at that time which direction they were going to go, whether they were going to maybe try to find an Ohio MAC school to come here that they could, you know, definitely, I mean, you say definitely win, but if it's an Ohio MAC school, those aren't exactly walk in the park type of games.
You sound pretty confident about that.
No, I do, but I'm more for this. You know, if you've got the expanded NCAA tournament now and you're supposed to be, you know, an upper echelon Big Ten team where, again, I think the jury is still out. I've seen Joe Lunardi's early projections for, you know, a bracketology where they're holding in at about a 9 seed. So that's for starters. You would hope that they would improve on that. I don't know. I'm going to have to see how this team groups together once we start the year to see how they jive and how they mesh with, you know, Scottie Pippen's son, with Justin Pippen coming over from Cal, and a lot of new parts on this squad.
Around the Big Ten with our guy Adam Rittenberg coming up in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Traffic is slowing down due to an accident that's at the intersection of Fairwood Avenue and Kent Street. And we've got about a 5-minute holdup if you're on northbound 71 from 670 to 11th Avenue on that north side. This report is sponsored by Fusion. Crab lovers, this one's for you. Dive into Fusion's Crab Fest, featuring 2 all-new sushi rolls loaded with flavor. It's fresh, it's fast, and it won't last forever. Roll into Fusion today and taste their world-famous crab rolls before they're gone. It's Crab Fest season at Fusion. Check it out at Fusion.com. Fusion, sushi for everyone. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Common Man and Timmy present Around the Big Ten with ESPN's Adam Rittenberg.
Sponsored by the Roofing Guys. For all your roofing, siding, and gutter needs, contact the Roofing Guys at theroofingguys.com.
Our guy Adam Rittenberg covers all things college football for ESPN. He joins us on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Adam, good to talk to you, my friend.
Hey, good to be with you guys.
I know that you had a chance to tour the brand new Ryan Field, the new Northwestern Stadium. It's not done yet, but they had a little media event. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, it's actually a private tour. It was pretty cool with Pat Ryan Jr., who obviously is his family spearheading this project. And, you know, it's interesting because they tell you about the amenities, especially the way the stadium was built with, you know, such a steeper pitch. And so, you know, the upper deck is a lot closer to the field than a lot of lower deck seats are in, you know, many college football stadiums. And so it's really a new type of stadium. It's much more kind of pro style in many ways with more of the amenities, but also trying to get, you know, the fans a lot closer to the action. So it's a much bigger structure than old Ryan Field, but actually, you know, fewer seats and more premium options and things like that. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see, guys, you know, so many of these college football stadiums have been around forever and their lifespans are expiring, and people are going to have to look, even though they're having to pay players and do all these other things, at, you know, redoing their stadiums or refurbishing their stadiums. And I wonder how many of them may look at this as a model going forward, reduce capacity, but essentially make everything else nicer to go to a game.
For people who have not been to Northwestern before, I mean, it's a unique situation because the stadium is sort of say in a neighborhood, but you know, there's homes around there, residences around there. I remember when they were proposing this, they were getting a lot of resistance from the local community there. Are they out fully on board with all this?
You know, they're doing as much as they can to be respectful of the community, because it was a very contentious negotiation. It pushed back the start of construction and essentially contributed to the fact that they won't open for the very start of the 26th season. But, you know, in talking to Pat Jr., you know, they are trying to be good neighbors as much as possible, especially with the concerts that are going to begin next summer. I think the football games are what they are. I mean, you buy a house next to a 100-year-old football stadium, you got to expect some football games, but you're going to have some concerts there as well that are going to, you know, impact, you know, the neighborhood and how those go and which artists are there. It's going to be really interesting.
Time is going to tell. You got me thinking about stadiums now, Adam. So follow me on this one. Time will tell with Northwestern what the intimacy level will be like with it being a smaller stadium. And if they're packing that and they're closer to the field, kind of reminds me a little bit of how Kinnick Stadium feels, where everyone's that close. It's like there's no space. But if you think about maybe the stadiums that aren't the gargantuan ones, you know, where here in Columbus, we got 100,000 seats and several of those in the Big Ten. But even beyond our conference, what are some of the stadiums you've been around to that have that intimate feeling that you would highly recommend to college football fanatics to scratch off the bucket list?
You're talking about in the Big Ten or outside?
All over the country. Like, what are some of the favorites you've been to?
Yeah, well, it's interesting. I haven't seen a game everywhere, but there are some that I can definitely say that I'm looking forward to either returning for a game or to see a game in the future. I mean, there's some obvious ones. Tiger Stadium at LSU. If you haven't been there, get there. It's an incredible experience. But I was just out at BYU, guys, a few weeks ago, and their stadium is absolutely beautiful. It's one that I've seen on TV so many times. But to actually experience Lavelle Edwards Stadium, which is right next to the Wasatch Mountains and the big Y in the mountain there, it's an amazing setting. So I'm lobbying hard to go back for the Notre Dame game or one of their home games this fall. And also Rice-Eccles at Utah,
yep,
is a place that I'd love to see a game. You know, neither of those are gargantuan in terms of capacity, but they're absolutely beautiful. Same with Washington. I mean, Washington's a bigger stadium, but you know, to be right there on the lake with the trees, and it's just such a Northwest feel. Get to Washington, get to Oregon. I mean, there's so many great places around the country that you know, make college football great, even outside of the Big Ten. So, you know, if your listeners are have the means and the desire to get out to some different spots, I highly encourage. There's so many good ones in the SEC. I've been to Auburn, been to Alabama, was there this year for the Oklahoma game, been to Oklahoma, another great place to see a game. So that's what makes the sport so much fun.
You talk about the lake over by Washington. Whenever I don't know the name of a lake, I just call it Lake Titicaca. So that to me is what it is. It's Lake Titicaca right by Washington Husky Stadium.
Puget Sound, you dope.
Lake Titicaca.
Union. So I have a cousin who obviously is a lot smarter than me. I think she grew up in Cincinnati, who lives on a houseboat on Lake Union, right by that stadium, and he can take his boat over there. So I don't know which one of us turned out better, but I think he's probably enjoying his life a little bit more.
Florida State and Georgia, Adam Rittenberg joining us, by the way. Florida State and Georgia have mutually agreed to end their non-conference home-and-home. They may figure something out on a neutral site. We talked about Ohio State and Alabama. That's supposed to start next season. With the playoffs sure to expand and the SEC moving to a different conference schedule, I mean, it's just a matter of time before these big-time home-and-homes just sort of go away altogether, right?
Right, which is unfortunate. I'm not a fan of neutral site games outside of the postseason. You know, with the adjustment to the schedule, I think it's obviously harder for those schools to ensure that they'll have enough home games every single year. You know, in games where you're guaranteed five road games in conference, you know, you have to have your non-conference games at home to be able to get to seven. So not a huge surprise, but, you know, would you rather see Florida State and Georgia at Mercedes-Benz Stadium or Charlotte or something, or would you rather see them at in Athens or Tallahassee. I think the answer is pretty obvious. So that's a disappointment of the scheduling adjustment.
So there's been so much talk about it now because we feel like it's getting closer and closer to the reality. Mike said about the playoff expanding. We've talked to you before about it too. I don't know if I asked you this specifically. So we go to 24 and 24 is done. Are you for buys or anti-buys in that system?
Well, I you know, would there be a need for buys, I guess, is my question. Are you able to create a system that I think there would be certainly value in having some buys because then it would incentivize the regular season and having the strongest season possible. But you also want to wrap up the playoff system, you know, as early as possible. This isn't going to be ideal the next 2 years, guys, with the national championship game on, what is it, January 25th and 24th. I know the Coaches Association just came out with their proposal to try to wrap things up by the second Monday in January. I think the regular season is still special and should be emphasized. And so if you can create a system that has a few buys and then still wraps up relatively early, and obviously the easiest way to free up a week is to get rid of the conference championship games, which, again, I don't think would be a huge loss in the Big Ten.
Adam Rittenberg joining us. And look, we've talked about this before, and I know that the landscape continues to change, but you said we heard from the Coaches Association yesterday, which we have. We hear from the conference leaders, but at no point, because they're talking about, oh, we get one bye week instead of two bye weeks, and let's do this and let's do that. At no point do we hear from any player representation. At what point are we going to have some sort of committee, whether it's active players, retired players, that actually have their interests in mind?
Right. Well, I think that's a fair point. I think the challenge is, you know, to have you know, if you want a union, there isn't going to be a national union just because of the fact that these are, for the most part, students at public universities in different states with different rules and so forth. And so unless there was a national union to connect, collectively bargain with, I think that's where that gets challenging. But yeah, the players' interest should be part of this and what's fair to them, with taking away a bye week and adding postseason games. I mean, that's a long season. And they're certainly getting compensated now like they haven't before. But what do they think in all of this? That certainly should be part of the equation.
Adam, we appreciate it, my friend. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Have a great week.
Around the Big Ten with Adam Rittenberg on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. He's right that I don't think a union is feasible. But we talked about the Coaches Association. That's not a union.
Of course not.
That's an association.
That's an association where guys can get together and lay out their thoughts
exactly.
On what should be done with the sport. And the players have to have that.
You don't have to have a formal union for players to at least have some sort of collective voice.
Well, when we don't know what the hell we're doing with any and all of this right now, why can you not have at least a group of players that can go to some of the spring meetings, go to the conference meetings, represent their interests and what they've all been talking about? Seems perfectly logical to me.
Let's do a little Too Hot. Coming up next, Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Watch for an accident that's on the right shoulder of westbound 670 after 71, causing some delay there. And we've got a couple minutes slowdown on eastbound 70 from Mound Street to 315 on the west side. This report is sponsored by Ohio Housing Finance Agency. Thinking of buying a home but don't think you can afford it? The Ohio Housing Finance Agency provides down payment assistance and affordable loan options to eligible Ohioans. Learn more and find out if you qualify by visiting myohiohome.org. Homeownership, make it part of your future. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Last year, Eric Reeser and T-Bone staged the first annual Fan 5K. People had a good time and no one died. So we decided to do it all again. It all goes down Saturday, June 20th in Otterbein.
Presented by the Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center.
Will Reeser's muscular calves explode? Will T-Bone's beard choke him while running? More importantly, will Tyvus Common Man and Timmy make total fools of themselves?
Maybe.
Magic 8-Ball says, signs point to yes.
Register today at 971therace.com.
Veterans and the podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, home of award-winning pizza and $2 tall boys. All day, every day.
Oh, look, it's Common Man and Timmy taking a break from ping pong. Okay, voice guy go pee-pee now. Here's Man and Timmy.
By the way, our friends at Billiards Plus dropping off a brand new ping pong table for us next week.
We're announcing that? Did we announce that yet?
I announced it right now. I announced it right now.
I don't know if you said something about that yesterday, because I'd been in the know about this.
But we got a brand new ping pong table coming, and let me tell all of you TV a-holes
that come over here, you're not allowed.
Use our ping pong table.
No, that's our table.
You ruin our perfectly taut net that we have there, and you take the paddles and the balls and you throw them around willy-nilly. You're not allowed.
I don't like you saying taut.
Well, that's fine. You're not allowed, because now this is a sponsored element. It's brought to you by our friends at Billiards Plus. All right, they're not sponsoring anything on TV. You don't touch our ping pong table. We don't come and play with your teleprompter in there. All right? Don't touch our props.
We don't ever go in there at all. We ordered something called the Smash 5.0.
Ooh, I'm excited about it.
Ocho. It's got features. You know, it's got a thicker table. So on the edge of the table, like on the right side, there's a slot. And it will hold your ping pong paddle right there. And
you like a good slot there, Teddy?
Oh, it's...
No, I also love a taut net.
Uh-huh.
You do, right?
Slits and slots and taut nets.
Taut things. Yeah. And on the left side, there's a nice big ping pong ball holder. Why don't more manufacturers put little bells and whistles like that? That's not that much extra thought. We have to set the paddle on top of the table and have the ball like resting underneath the paddle so it doesn't go anywhere like a couple of losers. Now we got a nice Brunswick Smash 5.0 coming here. Oh, baby, I'm excited.
10 TV people, you're not allowed to touch it.
No.
And we're also not doing food on that table. Food comes into the radio station.
No pizza boxes.
Hey, Skyline's here. Let's put it on top of the ping pong table. No more.
I swear... One day along the way, Dom must have gotten all sweaty, and then he sat on the table because there's just been like a big ace mark. We have put so much 409 on that crap, you have no idea.
Oh, that's steamed.
That ace mark.
That's steamed into the wood.
It's not coming out. It might have been a bear ace. Somebody might have been doing some after hours. My baby does the hanky-panky.
In all seriousness, do you think... In the history of this building,
yes.
I mean, there's been television being produced in this building for 50 years. In the history of this building,
of course,
have we ever had a little, you know,
of course,
closet hanky panky?
Not a doubt in my mind.
After hours,
not a doubt in my mind.
It's risky.
Of course, it's risky.
Risky. I'm trying to think where you'd go. I have been told that there is a hidden shower on the premises here. I've never seen it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I want to go and search for it.
What color is that they got in there painted on the walls in that shower? Do you know what color it is?
I don't know what color it is.
Is it pink like Kinnick Stadium?
I think it's a golden color.
Oh, it's the golden shower?
You really are an idiot.
So dry. You motorboat on Lake Titicaca, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Did you motorboat him?
You did, didn't you?
Yes. You motorbone son of a bitch.
Too Hot, sponsored by Ohio Health. Rising to the occasion in the moments that truly matter. Learn more at ohiohealth.com/it's time.
All right, Teddy finds audio. We have not heard it before. He dazzles us with said audio. What do you got, Teddy?
Dazzle!
Possess it!
All right,
motorboat!
Where should we start this week?
Razzle, dazzle.
How about T-Hone Divas?
Yeah.
All right.
Some good guys.
Apparently, the other morning, they came in, and there was some pizza from Granddad's that was left from the previous night. So they had a discussion about that, and if it's okay, you know, to maybe still eat
I actually
that.
Did I, hear this.
I think I know what it's about, but I didn't catch all the details. I'm thinking that they're lunatics, if it is what I think.
Okay.
So let's hear.
All right, here we go.
And how you doing, little partner?
God.
Fine. And it's little visitor now.
Did you know about this?
Adewayoli's how you say it in Cherokee.
He did it himself.
Well, pardon my French, but I'll be damned.
Walker told me I have AIDS.
Now, before we move on.
It's better when it's Teddy.
Before we move on, I'm telling you right now, I had a thought. I'm not going to do it.
Well, I want to know what the thought process was then.
I
feel like we should get that out of you.
I had a thought that tonight during my mental health discussion.
No.
At the Dublin Rec Center, I had a thought for a second about sprinkling that in somewhere.
They should just take you from the podium and have a straight jacket ready for you.
Because
stage left.
The very nice woman, Robin, who's setting all of this up, she goes, do you need me to have anything ready for you to play or show to the crowd?
Stop it.
And I can see by these youth suicide rates.
Hey, how you doing, little partner?
Fine. And it's little visitor now. Adewayoli's how you say it in Cherokee.
Oh, well, pardon my French, but I'll be damned.
Walker told me I have AIDS.
Now, wait. I don't have common man cash, but let's just say
$10,000.
There's $1,000 in it for you if you do it.
I wouldn't do that. To the fine people.
$1,000.
I would not subject them to my dementia.
I feel bad that I'm even offering that up there, because the fact that you're thinking about doing that.
Teddy, do you have an actual soundbite?
I actually do have what I was setting up with the pizza being left out. T-Bone Tyvus, here we go. Okay.
I first was despondent, because I'm like, who left out perfectly good pizza? It could have been put in the fridge. We could have... If it was communal, if no one's name is on it, and it was in the fridge. So I'm thinking I could have some cold pizza this morning. But then, obviously, it's been sitting out all night. And here's what my brain does, Tyvus. I don't know if yours does that. My brain goes, yeah, but how bad could it be if it's been sitting out all night?
Yeah.
That's my thought.
He came in and asked me, he was like, would you eat the pizza? I said, if they had an air fryer, I'd absolutely refry it up and eat it. And he goes, but what about the bacteria? I said... The heat to kill it.
Yeah, the dies in the air fryer.
See, exactly.
No. See, I believe the phrase you said exactly was, it'll heat off.
Yeah,
and that's
heat
exactly,
off.
Yes, I agree with that.
I don't know if that's scientifically accurate, but I would like to say that it's my fault. It's our fault wasn't put away.
I was going to say that, too.
Because it was delivered to us, and it's our responsibility to put it in the fridge before we leave, and we forgot to do it.
I will acknowledge that as well. So Bone's first point was right, but I saw something on Twitter that I didn't get to fully watch, and it was about the leftover pizza. And I did think that they were really contemplating eating the pizza.
They would have, but it disappeared. Yeah.
No. But eating the pizza that was left out all night, and that is disgusting.
Yes.
No.
You get really sick from that.
They were going to.
Don't do that.
That would be messed up on us that we couldn't take the time to actually put it in the fridge. But you cannot do that.
It went away.
It's been left out all night.
Because our nighttime and early morning custodian took it, and we thought threw it away. But then later, Fishy saw him. What's his name? Claude?
Claude?
I don't know the Claude overnight
Drew?
People. Yeah.
Well, we don't interact with him. He's not on our time schedule.
Overnight. Yeah.
Anyway, overnight custodian guy. Fishy said he saw him chewing on something. And maybe he snuck a piece of the bad pizza. Well, long story long, he hasn't been at work the rest of the week.
Spewing from the anus?
Or dead.
Yeah.
He could be dead.
You think the Fan Cafe chili dog mess you up?
I'm just saying, man.
Bacteria pizza.
Could
so we
be dead.
We usually take the onus upon ourselves to put stuff away. Like, it's not our jobs, but we
it's pronounced a noose.
That's stop it.
Let's hear from good clean boy Julian Sayin coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got an accident on US 23 north of Williams Road that's causing some holdup there. Also watch for slowdown due to a crash that's blocking the right lane on westbound 670 at 71. This report is sponsored by Custom Air. You're not just a homeowner. You're also an air conditioner that only works sometimes, owner. Instead, you need cooling built and tested to keep going. Luckily, there's American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard. Visit CustomAirCo.com for your estimate today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon, I'm Jacob Reimer. The Cleveland Guardians are looking for back-to-back wins over the Royals. They hold a 5-1 lead over Kansas City in the bottom of the sixth inning. As for Cincinnati, they're finishing their series with the Cubs at Wrigley Field, and they currently trail 8-1 in the top of the sixth inning in Chicago. Cincinnati has lost their last six games. NBA playoffs continue tonight. Game 2 at the Cavs at the Pistons. Detroit leads the series game 1 game to nothing. Tip-off is at 7 o'clock. The Lakers are at the Thunder for game 2 of their series. Oklahoma City leads 1-0 there. They get things started at 9. And for the second year in a row, the Blue Jackets defenseman Zach Werenski has been named a finalist for the James Morrison Normal Memorial Trophy. This award is given to the league's best defenseman. This update is sponsored by RCD RV Supercenter in Heath, Delaware, and Pataskala. Go to rcdrv.com. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
How many points can your IQ fall in 3 hours? You're about to find out. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Reimer's no fun. He's too focused.
I think I left my microphone on.
He's too focused.
Segment there.
Hey, please subscribe to the podcast of this stupid show. Did I do this one already? Did I do it?
Do it again. Who cares?
I don't think so.
Give me another one.
Please subscribe to the podcast of this stupid show. It's available wherever you get your audio. Just search Common Man and Timmy. Click. Subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. Podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I was talking to a friend of mine this morning, and we were discussing the show. She didn't know anything about it. She's listened to maybe 5 minutes, and I made a mention about, oh, yeah, podcasting.
What's that?
Well, that's when, you know, people can listen to the show when they don't have time to listen to it live.
What's that?
You can do that?
Yes, you can do that. So there
that's
are people out there
anybody listens to
that don't know
anymore
about podcasting.
I didn't know.
You meet some interesting people.
I do indeed.
Speaking of microphones being left on, I got so afraid. I didn't do this, but I've been mic'd up a couple of times now in the last week. We did a shoot. You'll see the video's up there for our friends at JT's Pizza. We're plugging their OTMs, pizzas of the month. They do special wing apps and another different appetizer, and it's always great stuff. And they did a chicken verde for the month of May.
Ooh.
So kind of theming off of Cinco de Mayo. Great. The chile lime wings were outstanding. They got a Mexican street corn.
I was turned away from the JT's last night.
Oh, the one up in Jerome Village?
In Plain City.
Yeah, the Jerome Village
I was turned away.
Yeah, so I did the shoot there, and I was mic'd up the whole time, so we've got like the nicer equipment now with the ergonomical cameras, and so we clip it on, and it just stays on. So I was there at JT's, And then we were there all day at the memorial because we did some golfy footage where we did a little competition, radio versus TV on the par three contest. Just newsflash, it did not go well for me. I took myself out of the contest on the first par three because I sucked so bad. You'll see in the video how bad I sucked. But it dawned on me that when I, both at JT's and at Jack's place, I had to go into the restroom and I had to stop and make sure that I wasn't like that guy at the town hall meeting from back in the day that was spewing from the anus all the while his mic was up and on. I didn't let it get to that. I got towards where the sink was and I said, oh boy. I pulled the clip off, turned it off, powered it off, put it in my pocket.
I have my speaking engagement this evening.
Yeah.
And so I don't know if I'm going to be mic'd up happen, or what the deal is, but you know.
I won't belabor all the details. I'm sure most of you remember Mr. Guest's presentation from last time, and I imagine he's going to hit some of the highlights here in a minute. But the thing is that these deadly infections, there's something we can do about it. And what we can do is call on governmental representatives that are higher up the chain of and ask for action at the federal level. I am aware of Mr. Brainerd's concerns that he raised last time, and there would be instances where I actually agree that we should take action locally first, but there are not any KFO operations in Georgetown, so for us to just say it within the city limits would be... would be an empty gesture.
Dear God.
So
this never is not funny.
And also these diseases.
this goes to show me.
Don't know any boundaries.
If you cannot find the humor in farting, then we cannot be friends.
No.
Because that is just, can you hear the pissing that's going on? Dear God, it's like 60 seconds straight.
See, when I first heard that, the first time,
when are you done?
Several years back, I thought perhaps it may be Princess Di coming to visit.
No, because those were rich, powerful blasts. Those were not Di.
Are you kidding?
Those were not Di pops. That was just thick, pure air, just blowing it out. That's not the cadence of Rhea Perlman. No.
Rhea Perlman was mad with you.
I don't know.
All right, let's
good clean
for a little Julian saying now. A little Julian saying.
From that
good clean. He doesn't even have an ace.
From that to he has good
no
clean
anus
boy.
Sewn up.
So Julian saying is talking on the Triple Option podcast. And obviously this is such a huge offseason for him and everything that he's got to work on going into the next game. Couple of things that he had to say before I play this clip where Urban Meyer was getting after him. Obviously you got to go and play a very, very difficult schedule. And he said about that, a lot of the guys are excited. It's exciting playing in all those big games. We're going down to Austin week two, going to USC, playing Oregon at home, playing up north at home. I love how you said that, playing up north at home. So we're even shortening that team up north. It's going to be a lot of fun. I think the guys are excited and it's making us prepared this summer and keeping that chip on our shoulder and making us grind because we have a big season ahead of us.
All right. Here is Julian Sain talking about surfing. You'll hear some different voices here. Urban comes in and tells him to get his ass out of the water.
You've already been in the Pacific, right, since you got home, Julian?
Oh, yeah, that's like first day. Got to get back in. it's good for the soul, so. Healing.
And did you get on the surfboard, too?
I didn't. The waves haven't been great so far, but they should be picking up maybe this week, next week. So should be ready to go.
You going to get out there and shred them or what?
Coach has no idea what you're talking about.
No. Yeah, I know what he's talking about. If I was the head coach, I'd say, get your ass out of the water, Julian. You're not allowed to do that. I'm just kidding you.
Why are you hating on my boy, man? It's summer vacation.
I love it.
That boy just weathered
the Columbus Winners, and he's out here in sunny Southern Cali shredding waves. You want to hate on my dog, man?
I like how Urban says, I'm just kidding.
No, you're
in,
not.
No, first of all, you're not.
No, you're not kidding.
Also, there's something when Urban tells you something like that. Like you
want to do it harder.
You can't tell me. No. You can't tell me that Julian Sayin's testicles didn't just suck right into his body there. Like for a second. When a guy like Urban tells you, get your ass out of the water.
Just completely. Whoop.
Oh, sorry there, coach. Oh, sorry.
Now, two things.
Don't touch my butt crack.
Is Urban on the right line there? And have you ever surfed or done any kind of water sport ever in your life? I know you're.
Have you met me?
Since I've known you, you've been no water guy.
I will not set foot in a natural body of water.
You were young. Did you ever jump into water? Did you ever do a cannonball? Have you ever been in a pool?
At the pool, I was. Yeah, I do that.
You ever do a flip? Flip? You ever do a backflip?
No.
Front flip?
I'm responsible. And I was told.
A responsible young boy?
That's right. There's no flipping and there's no running by the pool.
No screwing?
No midnight abortions. That's how trouble happens.
No drinking, no screwing, no smoking.
Although by me, when I was a kid, had a little day camp called Camp Sundance. That's what I went to every single day.
You watch Robert Redford movies?
No, not Sundance Film Festival, just called Camp Sundance.
Ooh. And what'd you do there?
Well, we had a wave pool that we'd go to.
Hate those.
Well, like every 15 minutes or so, a little siren would come out. And then the waves would start, but there was always this nightmare story that all the counselors would tell us. Don't even know if it's true. But you know what? When you're a kid, you just believe anything. Is that years ago, one of the kids at Camp Sundance got sucked down into the mechanism? The fan that creates the waves.
Like Willy Wonka?
Yeah, you don't go in this section.
The blueberry gal got sucked up the plastic tube.
Got
clogged all the chocolate.
Bickerstaff? No, she's from Saved by the Bell. You're turning violet, Violet. Yeah, they said, oh, their kid got sucked in there and died, got chopped in little bits and pieces. So make sure not to go in that portion
Violet
of the pool.
Violet Beauregard.
Something like that.
Yeah, yeah. No time. Yeah, no time. I'll tell you what happened to me in a wave pool coming up next.
Timmy in Brazil.
Stop it.
Ever watch
No.
You ever watch one of those Brazilian dirty movies? Lots of eyes.
I know what you mean.
All right. How about you, Ted? You like those Portuguese pornos?
What do you think about a BBL, Teddy?
Great stuff. Wonderful.
You ever get sucked down in the mechanism?
No, I went swimming with dolphins one time, though.
That fan is mighty powerful.
Oh, wait, that was T-Bone. That
Larry
was not
Zonka?
Me. No. Dolphins.
What I said.
Is that American Gladiators Larry Zonka or Dolphins Larry Zonka?
Dolphins Larry Zonka.
Perfect,
that's why I said it.
Perfect season.
That's right.
Only
14 wins.
That's
the champagne. It's not real. Anyway.
All right, good talk.
We need to send someone to jail forever. Details next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're going to hit a 15-minute delay if you're on eastbound 670 between Neal Avenue and 5th Avenue. And we've got a 10-minute holdup on eastbound US 33 between Refugee Road and Bixby Road. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
How many different ways can you consume morning juice?
Let's see.
Live on YouTube, live on the Fan's HD3 podcast on demand, and on 10 TV Plus.
It will sit by you right to your house.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 8.
The Fan.
Oh, hello.
was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We'll look for increasing clouds overnight into Friday morning. Overnight lows in the middle 40s on Friday. About a 20-30% chance of a couple of sprinkles during the day. High temperatures in the middle 60s. But the highest chance of rain comes in late Friday into early Saturday. On Saturday, we'll get that rain out of the way early. And then skies will clear the rest of the day. High temperatures make it into the low 70s. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Panama Ted is being forced to produce this show against his will. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Oh, it's always a good day when Teddy can put some news in the prep about one of my favorite guys in sports. So Anthony Richardson, he's a bad quarterback for the Colts, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so he wants to be traded because they don't like him and they're not going to play him.
And because he sucks.
Yeah, right, from the Colts standpoint.
Right, from the Colts standpoint.
From Anthony Richardson's standpoint, it's I didn't get a fair shake and now you're giving my job to Daniel Jones. And I'm better than him. But he said, I want to be traded. The Colts have said, well, we'll look into that.
We'll check it out.
Only because we can't find anyone who actually wants to give us anything for you. But the offensive coordinator for the Colts is one of the greatest names in the history of the world, Jim Bob Cooter.
JBC.
Jim Bob Cooter, and he was talking about Anthony Richardson, and he said this. Anthony showed up here ready to work this week, and shoot, we're going to get some good work out of him and try and get him better and get him opportunities to go work the drills and get some throws and all that good stuff.
Oh, shoot,
oh,
man.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, dang. I can't believe how it's working out here. Got two wonderful quarterbacks.
Ah, shoot. Daniel Jones is the starter, but with Richardson still on the roster, the question is, how will the Colts split reps between Richardson and Riley Leonard, who's also there?
Yeah, that's
former
right.
Notre Dame quarterback.
Former Irish guy.
Cooter
Bulldozer says,
we work through how we want to do that thing. Who's with what group is not any sort of news I'm going to try and break here. But there are guys out there getting work. There's reps to go all around. Shoot, there's throws to make. There's reps to get in drills.
You're adding that in there, aren't
you? Those guys are all part of the thing and getting reps.
You're adding those extra
words
in there.
No, just the shoot. Is what I added.
Let me see the page.
Part of the thing and getting reps. Jim Bob Cooter. Touch my cooter.
Those guys are all part of the thing.
All part of the thing.
All part of the thing. Oh, shoot, man.
Shoot.
I tell you what, that Daniel Jones, he's got a pretty autograph. One of the prettiest autographs I've seen. You know,
I've memorized his signature.
He's collecting all the cards now, so Daniel Jones' card market went up when he got that gig with the Colts, and he started to spike a little bit. And he wound up with a couple in his collection that he's trying to turn and burn. It is just like the only one that I could ever remember that was that clean. Because most sports autographs, some are fun. Some guys put their number, their digit in them, and that's what makes a card or makes a piece of memorabilia fun is if you can actually tell who that signature is, even if it's maybe not that legible, but you just know it because it's been done so many times and the guy's so famous. But Cal Ripken had one that I swear it was cursive, but it was as close to print as cursive would ever get. I mean, the C is just very legible. The A is big and wide. The L is loopy.
You know who's got the worst
Everything.
Signature of all time?
Who?
My wife.
That bad? Just
oh
a couple
God.
Of scratches?
It's not even that. I wish it was that. She spells out her entire name like in third grade cursive, like you just learned cursive for the first time.
It takes her a minute.
Right. And there's
to do one
there's
signature.
Really no signature. It's just really bad chicken scratch cursive. It's embarrassing.
I don't know.
This is a business owner.
I don't know if I've ever seen you do your actual John Hancock, because I always see you do Common Man.
Here.
And the Common Man one is all right.
This is my
looks
signature.
Pretty. It looks like Mike, or like Mil Mil.
Just saying, it's my signature.
That's Mil, it. Mil Mil. I would have absolutely no idea.
You're not supposed who that to. Is. It's just a signature.
I mean, I guess you're supposed to.
Here we're just working on our.
I guess you're supposed to a little bit. Like you want to be
no,
able.
No, you're
to,
not.
What do you mean you're not?
If it's an official document, your name is printed right next to the signature.
Okay, that doesn't mean that as you develop your signature, you have to choose to make it so unlegible? Illegible?
It's supposed to unlegible? Be sort of like a work of art. It's not supposed to be legible.
It can be artistic, and you could still see like a T and an H and a couple of L's. I think it's rather
no,
clear that says
that's
Timmy
garbage.
Hall.
It's garbage.
Yours is garbage. Now, I actually like the way yours looks, but you can't tell who it is. So I'd have to witness you signing and be like, oh, okay.
Teddy, come over here and tell us whose signature is better.
It's Mike Ricciardotti's autograph.
Come over here.
It's Timmy's. I can see it from here.
He's looking at the V-Mix, and I'm talking, I'm holding it right up there, and he can see it.
You can't see
Timmy
it.
Hall,
look
I do
at
like
that.
A little underline under
no,
it.
It's a
for
beautiful.
Effect.
It's tiny. Yeah. It's small from here.
Well, do it bigger.
It has nothing to do with the size of it. Oh. I just signed it like a normal person.
I'm just saying
person.
I can't see it
it's
very
how,
well
it's how
from
you
here.
Use it.
You're right. I can't see it too
right?
well from
it's
here.
How you use the autograph. It's not the size of it that matters most.
I don't like doing it big. Ruins the whole thing.
What if you had to do it big? What if you get a big poster?
I don't sign my real name on the poster. I sign Common Man on a poster.
Let's just say you're not the Common Man anymore. And well, you are an artist.
Pretty big assumption.
I know it is, but this isn't going to last forever.
Not with you next to me. That's for sure.
I'll see to it.
Will you please do the story about the woman who needs to go to jail forever?
Oh, listen to this.
I keep hearing about these three strike rules. And,
I know.
You know, people
right?
are in jail
what are
for
doing?
Years and years because they continue to screw up. Yet this woman walks among us.
Let me tell you about Pamela Brooke Schrantz.
I don't like that name at all.
No.
Sounds like a B name.
She's a boutique owner in South Carolina. She likes the mustard barbecue like a raging lunatic.
Mm-hmm.
And so she sells all sorts of trinkets and clothes and things like that in this boutique. Only the trick is she sells you the stuff. You get on there, like you go on her website or whatever. Oh, beautiful things. Oh, this is an antique item, or this is designer, fashionista, designer goods. This is some handmade, high quality S we're talking about here. And so she's got the prices up there. She's selling it to you. You get on there, you buy it. You're excited. You get it. You're ready for it to come there. You know, you buy something. We get stuff on Mitchell and Ness. We're like kids, right? We can't wait. Is it Wednesday yet? Is our package going to be on the front doorstep? So you buy stuff from her and, nothing ever comes. So you pay $500, you pay $1,000, whatever you pay, stuff doesn't get there. Then you go and you try to talk to her and they just run you up the chain. Oh yeah,
take it up with consumer affairs.
Right. You just get the old runaround. You get the old blues traveler and you don't know what's going on. So this has been the claims. And now we're seeing over the weekend that Pamela Brooke Schrantz has now been arrested 17 times since January 1st. 2026.
This year.
She's been arrested.
Less than 6 months.
Basically for these same infractions.
And they keep letting her out to do this same
and
stuff?
And then she posts bond on barely $1,000. It says her latest bond was granted for $1,087.50. The listed charge is obtaining money or property under false tokens or letters. Less than $2,000. She was booked into the Carl Pickens County Detention Center. And that's the latest with her.
That's ridiculous.
It's time for her to just be done.
I keep hearing about how the
life
South
sentence
is tough on crime.
I would have figured the death sentence in South Carolina.
Out in California, people just shoplift and nobody goes after people. This woman's been arrested 17 times for stealing hard-earned cash and they keep letting her out. To fleece other people. And by the way, the people who are buying the stuff, there's a little website called Trustpilot. Please go read it. I'm sure her reviews suck.
The pilot light is on. Don't buy stuff from this boutique. What is the name of the place? I'm trying to find out what the name of the, you'd think they would put that in the article instead of just telling us a South Carolina boutique.
People are so stupid, though. They'd probably see the name in the article and say, oh, I wonder if they got some good stuff there. And they go to the website.
It's not like Saturday Night Live talking about the delicious like homemade Pop-Tarts from that place in Florida, and then they're sold out for the next month. It's a woman that's scamming you.
Doesn't matter. People are stupid.
Why would you want to run to that to get scammed? I'll run to something that looks delicious that I see on a TV show or a morning talk show or something.
People send marriage proposals to Ted Bundy.
Well, Ted Bundy is very attractive.
Lunatics. Well, maybe she's got some beautiful looking fake necklaces on this website.
I've
never seen this before. It's puka shell.
I wouldn't mind getting fleeced if I could just yell, nice cans. Take all my money.
I'll do some Too Hot. You ready, Teddy? You've been doing nothing all day.
Ready.
Some more Too Hot coming up in 2 minutes.
I don't like the numbers for one bit.
A bum. Look at him over there.
Half a show left.
He's a bum.
One track.
Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a couple minutes slowdown if you're on northbound 270 from Tuttle Crossing Boulevard to 161 on the West Outer Belt. And watch for hold up due to an accident that's on southbound 315 at Kinnear Road. This report is sponsored by Sunsetter. With a Sunsetter awning, turn your patio into a cool, shaded retreat. Up to 20 degrees cooler with the push of a button. And right now, save $350 at sunsetter.com. That's sunsetter.com. Life's better under a Sunsetter. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Common Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Let's get one thing perfectly clear. If you're not willing to kill baby Hitler, you're a moron. This is Common Man and Timmy.
All right, we're finally going to get back to doing some Too Hots here because it's Teddy's day. But first, you know what also needs to be too hot? Too hot! Yeah. Down there.
Pee-pee?
Gotta be hot.
Yeah.
Gotta come in hot.
You know what the kids say?
No.
Keep your piss hot.
What's that mean?
Let's get you, you know.
Boiling piss?
Get you going. You know?
Just get you going.
Yeah.
Hot piss.
Keep your piss hot.
I ain't heard that one yet.
No. Test it out with your son later.
See if that's good.
Hey, Jack.
See if that's,
keep your piss hot?
See if that's tough. I got a tough one for you, son.
How do you like this Reuben sandwich we're having? Does it keep you piss hot?
Well, I don't get to have a Reuben sandwich.
It's a hot sandwich. You should be able to have that.
That's right, yeah. But
it's a hot.
She don't like a Reuben, though.
Don't like the sauerkraut?
No.
Yeah.
Don't like that dressing. Don't like the sauerkraut.
Don't like anything,
What the hell? All right, so there's the read. No. So I want to tell you about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health, because there is a thing out there. It can ruin the moment for you, for guys out there. It's called ED. It's erectile dysfunction. And if you've got it, you got to figure out how to get rid of it. Because when you're getting intimate with your partner, and you're not able to perform the way you want to or used to be able to, that can be frustrating. But at Tri-State Men's Health, there's a wide range of advanced treatment options. Did you know this? They're delivering advanced medical science and proven therapies that'll treat your ED.
Yeah.
So go to the website, tristatemenshealth.com. You know that they got two lovely locations right here in Central Ohio, so they're easy to get to. They got one right near me in Hilliard. They got one in that Westerville area, too. So call them, 800-900-9654. And see about that first $99 appointment. They've got an expert staff. And if you're like a lot of men, you could be having sex with no ED the day after your appointment. How great would that be? Maybe you can do it today.
Fishy, let's not push it. Fishy has handed me the plug sheet for tomorrow. T-Bone and Tyvus get you started 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. They're going to do the mother of all game shows at 7:17, you know, because it's Mother's Day coming up. So it's the mother of all game shows, and all the questions will be about mothers.
What kind of greeting card are you going to go with for this holiday?
I didn't get one.
I went sympathy card for our anniversary.
Ooh, I like that touch.
Said, may time ease your soul and soothe your sorrows. Wishing you peace in this difficult time of our marriage.
You know what I did? You know what I like to do sometimes? I like to take a mugshot of someone that she knows and put it inside a card. Like one time I did
like a Gary Busey mugshot,
Josh Duggar mugshot, and put it in the card. We laughed.
That's the extra mile. You like actually scissored it out?
Yeah. I scissored it.
Taped it in there.
So anyway, Mother of All Game Shows, 7:17 tomorrow morning, T-Bone and Tyvus. At 7:45, they're going to talk to Aditi Kinkabwala. I don't know him.
No, that's her, yeah.
That's her?
She's a reporter, NFL reporter.
I don't know her.
You don't know Aditi
Kinkabwala? If you've watched football, you know who she is.
She covers the Steelers and...
Browns.
Is that like her beat, that division?
Maybe, yeah.
Because I do feel like I see her reporting on more of those AFC North teams and the Steelers.
Aditi.
She's great.
Aditi Kinkabwala. And it's a fun name to say because you get to say Kinkabwala.
Kinkabwala. Chumbawamba. I get knocked down.
But I get up again.
Ain't nobody going to kick me down.
Pissing the night away.
He drinks a whiskey drink. He drinks a lager drink. He drinks a cider drink.
And then tomorrow on this show, it is Go to Jail Friday. It's too hot time.
Too hot.
Too hot time.
What is it? Whiskey, lager, cider.
Vodka.
Just a whiskey drink.
Drinks a cider drink.
Cider drink.
Drinks a lager drink.
Drinks a vodka drink.
I don't know.
Sings the songs that remind him of the good times. Sings the songs that remind him of the better times.
Oh, daddy boy.
Come on, Ted.
All right. One of my favorite segments all week on all the shows. Tuesdays with Dom Tamberry, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's Tuesdays.
If I hear
he's asked
one
seven times thing. This week if I've ever been to Aruba. Seven times.
If I hear one thing about Bigfoot, I'm going to die.
Come on.
I'm going to visibly die.
I'll make up for it.
All right. Well, so Dom's on with Bo, and he had some thoughts. And Bo actually started this conversation out because Bo was reading a story up in his part of the state. Up there in the northeastern part, a story about a creature, maybe I could call it, something outside. Anyway, let's just give it a listen here.
I just want to read a headline to you.
Yeah, go ahead.
This was published yesterday. New evidence surfaces in northeast Ohio. Bigfoot flap, including alleged tracks and unexplained howls. Maybe there's some legitimacy to this.
I'm telling you, you got to keep an open mind. Just remember this. Skinwalker Ranch. You watch that show and you will learn science. They are there and they're all part of the UFO people. It is all tied together. You will see that a spaceship out there at Skinwalker Ranch, it came down. All the scientists are watching it and it's going. And all of a sudden it disappeared into the mountain, just right into it. And you know what that's called? A portal. I've been trying to explain to you that stuff is there. And it's like, you know, you got to look at it. Bigfoot.
I don't
That's
know if I'm gonna
portal.
take a man seriously that calls them scientists.
It's science.
Scientists.
Have you seen that Skinwalker Texas Ranger?
I've seen the
History Channel.
The promos.
You watch History Channel with the ancient aliens in them, don't you?
Teddy, I want you to do me a favor.
Yes.
I want you to go home tonight.
Uh-huh.
I want you to look at your lovely wife in the eye. And I want you to say to her in your best seductive voice.
Okay.
Time to go to Skinwalker Ranch. See what happens. Yeah.
That's what Bo thought it was.
Of course, that's what he thought it was.
He's like, I can't Google that.
Is
that next to the Bunny Ranch?
Skinwalker Ranch.
Mustang Ranch.
Where's that? Carson City?
Right, give me another one, Teddy.
All right. How about Rothen and Ice? I know you guys will love this because you've had several thoughts on this. They were talking about how many is too many orders to order. Like if you're at the front of line, say like of a Chipotle, can you go in there and say, hey, can I have like an order for like two other people or like five other people? What's too many? So they have some thoughts on that. Here we go.
How many orders is too many for one person at the front of the line at a fast casual restaurant?
AR, I got stuck behind a woman at Chipotle probably 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
And she put in 8 different orders. So it was like 4 bowls, 4 burritos, some combination of that. And I thought that was out of bounds. I think that's got to be an online pickup.
I would say my over-under on that would be anything over 3, you better go online.
I say unlimited. Because, you know, it wouldn't be a party foul if you brought your entire family with you. So I actually think it's a courtesy to say to the family, hey, you all send me your order, and we only need one person to go. I think that actually makes sense.
Nope.
You're an idiot.
No, Cole, you're wrong.
An idiot. All right, that's why you order on the app.
No, here's what I do. Like, we've got a family of 3, so that's really what our order is. And I will make somebody come with me so we have 2 people for the 3 orders. I feel like
that's acceptable.
I feel like that's a fair, acceptable mix. Anthony went with the no more than 3 is pushing it. If I was going and I'm just ordering for Sarah, I can get an extra. I don't think that's too much. I can order pretty quick, know what I'm doing. That's how you do it. Bring the people with you. You can pay, if you're paying for like a group of 6 people and they're all there ordering their own, and then when you get to the end, you're like, I got these 6 right here. Put it on my tab. That's fine. But make the family come to the line and get, that's the whole idea about Chipotle, is you get up there, you see what's fresh, you see what looks good, and then you pick exactly what you want on it.
A douche nugget in front of me the other day. All right. Looked like a construction dude, like he was bringing some stuff back to the people.
Bringing stuff back.
Whatever.
I don't like it.
Okay. But he didn't have a large amount. He ordered 4 bowls. However,
no.
He said, well, I don't know what everybody wants on there. So he made them take every single topping and do it in a cup. Right? So
no.
Some people are like, oh, a side of sour cream. And that's perfectly acceptable. If you want a side of sour cream, you put it on yourself. But he had a side cup of
for every ingredient
for so every bowl.
What did he do? Just a base of rice and black beans? Is that like he did?
He did rice, beans, and protein, and everything else got its own little side cup.
Oh,
for
my.
Every single
every ingredient?
Thing.
Even yes. The avocado?
Everything got their own little side cup. We're all in the line.
20 minutes?
Looking at each other like, is this guy for real? I thought the entire line was going to gather up
honestly,
and beat this guy's ass.
Did that take a half an hour?
It took forever. Because they did it at half speed, too, because they were pissed off.
You got to call the police. That can't go on. You just sat there and took that?
What am I going to do about
Say
it?
Say something passive-aggressively.
What am I going to do about
Say
it?
Say like, oh, John.
We were all rolling our eyes to each other.
No, you got to
speak. We all bonded.
You got to say
Everybody
something.
Everybody else in that line. You know, it's actually a pretty beautiful thing. I don't know these people. I don't know how they vote. I don't know what their family structure is, where they
you
came from.
You all hated that
but
guy.
We all hated that one guy. We all were bonded together. And I'm sure they went home and they told their significant others, I was behind this big douche at Chipotle today. Actually, maybe that guy did us a favor.
Wonderful
Gave
things.
Gave us something to talk about with our spouses while we sit there in silence because we've been married for so long.
Wonderful thing when we can all bond together in hatred.
I agree with you.
It's lovely.
The right amount of hatred. I mean, Nazism.
Bad. Don't want to go, you know, too far.
Too much.
We start a war.
No,
we don't want to do that with Chipotle wars.
We don't want that. All right, thanks.
Okie dokie. I guess that's it.
I've got more too hot, and I've got some news about one of the biggest douche nuggets in sports.
You can't say 2 douche nuggets.
I can indeed.
In various terms. Asshat?
Pudwack?
Sure.
Okay. One of the biggest pudwacks in sports. Coming up next, Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
There's a 5-minute slowdown on northbound 270 between Alum Creek Drive and US 33 on the south outer belt. And there's almost a 20-minute holdup if you need to use eastbound 670 from 315 to 5th Avenue. This report is sponsored by Vision Zero Columbus. Serious crashes on Columbus streets cause permanent physical, financial, emotional, and property damage. Vision Zero is changing that through roadway redesign and a commitment to zero traffic deaths. Find out how at columbus.gov/VisionZero. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The Reds are on the Fan's family of stations all season long. If you don't listen, Terry Francona will ride his scooter to your house and yell at you. Your home of the Reds. The Fan. The Fan 2 and the Fan 3.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I am a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
This show cuts harder than a Cape Cod chip inside Timmy's mouth. This is Common Man and Timmy.
I want to talk to you about my friends at Universal Windows Direct. You know, there's a lot of window companies out there. A lot of choices to be made. I don't envy your choice, but there's only one that you could consider, should consider.
No. You definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely should do.
And it's Universal Windows Direct. Why? Well, because they're awesome and they pay me money. And if you'd like them to keep paying me money, you have to go get the windows from them.
Well, that's a good reason.
Because then if they don't pay me money, then
I can't afford to live.
It's sad and can't do the show anymore.
You don't give me any money.
Fishy doesn't pay me enough, so I got to supplement my income by doing commercials. I mean, the pee-pee can only get so hard. Anyway, Universal Windows Direct. You buy two windows, you get two free, and there's no limit. Plus, the more you upgrade, the more you save. And 24 months with no payments and no interest, that's two full years, and a $500 bonus off your home improvement project. Call today for your free in-home estimate, 614-502-5220, or visit UniversalWindowsDirect.com.
Timmy's sad right now.
Why Timmy's sad?
It's official. NCAA tournament is ruined. We knew it was.
We knew it was
going to happen. But
I told you,
it's one thing. Like we knew. I think we knew back during the pandemic that the NCAA tournament was probably going to get canceled. But when I saw that blue screen of death hit the Twitter feed and it was officially from the NCAA, a part of you just really dies, and that's what it feels like. Like to see that. It was a unanimous decision by all the idiots on the men's and women's committee. Here's this loser, Tim Sands, chair of the Division I board of directors and the prez at Virginia Tech. He's James Franklin's new boss. Expanding the Division I men's and women's basketball championships is the right decision for the student athletes and programs now have access to the greatest events in college sports. What events?
It was exclusionary.
It's one tournament.
No.
It's the NCAA tournament. It's not events plural.
It was exclusionary. Now we can invite more people to the party. By the way, they're going to get this to the old 96er.
We're going great outdoors?
To 96 teams.
Do we have to chew the grizzle?
And it will happen. It will happen in the next 10 years.
He goes on, as NCAA leaders, we are especially excited to provide additional highly competitive games for fans who look forward to March Madness every year. So I think what he really means by
gobbledygook,
additional highly competitive games is extra games so we can make more money, so we can still limp along feeling a reason to even exist as the four letter there. And we will pair, you know, team, you know, 72 against team 73. I don't know how the bracket breakdown is going to look when it's all said and done, but we want to bring together the losers that wouldn't even be in a 64 team field, so they can feel good about going 8-12 in their conference and probably finishing the year 15-15 overall. So that's what we're going to do. And did you realize, so now I hadn't looked too far into this because I've been not interested, to be quite honest. So with the increase to 76, we're not just going to have, so we're adding eight more teams. We're adding eight more teams from where we were at 68 because we've already got the first four in Dayton. We weren't just going to have four more games because you've got to make it fit more and have it symmetrical, at least somewhat symmetrical in all four regions. So you're going to have 12 games. So 24 of the teams now won't really be in the bracket yet. 24 of them. That's a lot. And I don't want to hear about, oh, they did this a lot. They did this every couple of years before we got to the 64-team field. Yeah, they did. And then once they got to the 64-team field, it was perfect.
And they stopped. It was like tinkering with it.
It was like a black and white cookie
for a long time.
It's perfect harmony. It was a perfect balance of everything that you want in this sport. The regular season having some importance, and then throwing in automatic bids for the smaller conference champions so they could feel like they're doing something in the regular season and in their conference tournament to get in to the big dance, and that's almost like their championship. This whole thing just sucks. We're all stupid to even go along with it. I don't know if I'll ever watch another game. I'd like to just quit college basketball over this. The thing that I love the most in life, other than my family and golf, and this is what they're doing.
Let me ask you a question. What bothers you more? The existence? And forget about the fact that it's going to go away, because that takes some sting.
I already know what you're going
to
ask.
The existence of LIV Golf, when that first started to become a thing, or expansion of the NCAA tournament?
That's not even close. It's this.
You hate this more?
It's not even close.
Than Livy?
It's not even close, because those were a bunch of snobs that chose to break away from something and go and start something new. Like if there were some teams or whatever that went to go and try to do their own thing, yeah, that would be dumb and ridiculous, and I think I would criticize that about the same way that I did for all these LIV golfers. The threat of leaving is all they really needed to do, and then you can pull back on the reins, make sure that the PGA Tour concedes a little bit and raises those purses and allows you to have some of the schedule changes that you wanted to have. But you're just taking something here that is already pure and beautiful. Tell me, Mike, where was there any threat? All they are telling me is that college basketball, it is better than ever. You know, it depends on who you're asking too. Fans, you know, athletic directors, coaches, because everybody's going to have a different opinion on that. It is better to see that less of the athletes are jumping pro early. I think that was something that maybe 15, 20 years ago, we wanted to have a conversation. Like, how can we maybe get on board with this? Maybe we let that one and done go away. So if you wanted to go into the NBA draft, just go. But then if you're going to come to college, commit for at least a 2-year term.
Yeah, but ultimately,
so you can get to know the players a little bit.
I think we focus a little bit too much on that. You know, guys are staying in college basketball longer now because mm-hmm. they have NIL. That's true. They are, but they're also not staying loyal to your program.
They're moving around.
Most of those guys are hightailing it out.
It's a great point.
And going someplace else. So it's not like you build loyalty.
No, it's a great point.
We just talked about Aaron Bradshaw the other day. Now, four schools in 4 years. That's the modern day college basketball player.
I keep using the example of AJ Storr, who used to be at Wisconsin, went to Kansas. Couldn't even tell you where he went after that, but 8 schools in 8 years, if you go back to his high school days. It's happening before then, so the data is a bit skewed. Guys are staying here a little bit longer, and you're lucky to see them with your program, but taking this and doing this with the NCAA tournament, regardless of what's happening in the sport, just a ridiculous, stupid move.
Let's talk about a good, clean boy. Reports say Aaron Rodgers, Pudwack, expected to sign with the Steelers this weekend. There had been some rumblings that maybe he goes to Arizona. God, I would love that. Just go there and
why don't the Steelers
suck?
Trade for Anthony Richardson and Aaron Rodgers can give him tutelage.
They got Will Howard there for tutelage. Give Will Howard tutelage.
I don't know if I want Will Howard getting tutelage from Aaron Rodgers.
He knows how to get rid of the bunk. He can filter out all the bad stuff.
I think Will needs to find a better landing spot where he can thrive.
I saw Joe Hayden, former Browns corner.
Yeah, great player, terrific player.
Give Will Howard his shot.
I agree with Joe.
It's enough of this.
This should be the year to see what you got with our good, clean boy on the shelf.
New head coach.
Mm-hmm.
You know, fresh start.
Guy's a champion. Guy took a team here to a championship. He knows how to win. He's a winner.
Timmy, I was reminded of a guy today, and I want to tell you about that guy coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're going to hit a 5-minute slowdown on northbound 270 on the East Outer Belt between Morse Road and 161. And there's just a couple-minute delay on northbound 71 on the north side between Hudson Street and Cook Road. This report is sponsored by AAA Tire and Auto Service. Come into your local AAA Tire and Auto Service and save up to $75 on brake service. Save $25 on brake replacement for one axle or $75 off brake replacement for two axles. Terms apply. Offer ends May 30th. See store for details. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Casting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon, I'm Jacob Reimer. The Cleveland Guardians are trying to hang on in Kansas City. They lead the Royals 8-5 heading into the ninth inning. For the Reds, they trail the Cubs 8-2 in the top of the ninth inning. Cincinnati had lost their last six games heading into today. College basketball news has now been made official that the men's and women's NCAA tournaments will expand to 76 teams. The men's and women's selection committees voted unanimously to expand the tournament starting in 2027. NBA playoffs continue tonight. The Cavs look to even the series at the Pistons. The Thunder host the Lakers, holding a 1-0 series lead there. And for the second year in a row, the Blue Jackets defenseman Zach Werenski has been named a finalist for the James Norris Memorial Trophy. This award is given to the league's best defenseman. This update is sponsored by TurboTrack Realty. Done with that property? Call John Kozik at TurboTrack Realty. He'll buy it today for cash. 614-470-2000. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Of combined radio experience.
They also have a combined mental age of 11. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
This dumb show brought to you by the Hinder Motor Company.
So I just saw the actual bracket. Our friend Adam Rittenberg just reposted it on
the expanded
his Twitter account.
NCAA tournament.
How the new bracket will look. And of course, you have to make it stupid because it needs to be in the 64-team format for it to make any sense. Because, again, I go back to it. Part of the beauty of it is the fit and the format on one 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper. Where you, in the old days, you just pass around the actual sheet. And I think we still do that. Don't we still do that in America? We don't do that a lot with anything. But we like to print out a bracket and hand write it. Keep them by our desk or put them on your refrigerator. We do that. Me, Jack, and Sarah, we do that at our house.
Pizza Madness.
Yeah. You know, printed out
64,
the bracket.
64,
yeah.
I hand wrote it out all myself.
That's part of the fun. And here's part of the tragedy with it for me, because, you know, we're talking about what the format was and how I was kind of staying away with this because I've been pissy and moody about it. So what they're doing is every single, you know, in the past you only had two 16 seeds that had to play in. Now they're all. Now every single 16 seed is going to be fighting their way into the big dance to play that number one seed. So that's four games of 16 versus 16. And they have to throw in another one of two games of 15 versus 15. So two of the 15 seed lines, those will be playing games as well. So those will all be, that's 12 teams. Those are automatic qualifiers. So those are all like little guys that have to go right to play in games. Here's what I hate. In the past, we just had two cases of 11 seeds versus 11 seeds. Your big boy, you know, middle of the
which
road.
Which I don't like now.
But power conference teams.
I don't like it now.
Yes, in a way, and people have had this criticism in the past, and they're not entirely wrong. There's some unfairness there because that's a big money roster, right? It's a good team that could be waiting to come out, but they didn't earn it. They sucked for most of the season,
right?
But they have high level talent. Maybe there's been some issues that were going on, and you get your feet wet and you win that first game. And then to me, that's not exactly fair. And that has taken away, I believe, from those 11-6 games in the regular field. Now, every single 12 seed, the 12-5 has always been one of the more magical first round games of the last 20 years. You yourself had some data for us back when it was March Madness about how many of those upsets has occurred.
I don't know what it wound up after this year, but going into this year's tournament, like in the last 30 years, the 12 seed had a 500 record.
Amazing.
Against the 5 seed.
Amazing. Well, in a way, it might tip the other way, but it's not going to be for the reasons that we love. It's because they're going to be taking big conference teams like I was just laying out, those middle of the road, below 500 conference teams where they had a big budget, but they were in a big, tough conference and they just failed to perform and lost almost all of their big games that kept their numbers low, which in the past they wouldn't have not even made the big dance. They would have been a good pick for the NIT. Every single 12 seed is going to play in now. Every single one.
Everyone.
Yep. I'm looking at the games. You're going to have the two 11 versus 11s and then four games of 12 versus 12. So there's your 24 teams, the breakdown, and it looks just stupid as the bracket. You got like one region that's going to have a 16 versus a 16 and a 12 versus 12. And then on like the opposite side, you're going to have the 11 versus 11 added in. And it's not symmetrical because if you were going to expand, why didn't you just expand more to where the workings on the bracket would have just laid down better? You're gonna expand again eventually, aren't you? You said the old 96er.
They're going to 96.
So we're going to do this thing that we've been doing in college football where we didn't touch it for the longest time, and now we can't even just let it breathe at a nice number, like 12 for college football, but we want to double that. Why are we so stupid with everything?
Because people are stupid.
Well, I don't like
them.
And
we need to tinker. That's why.
Tinker with your toys.
Tinker with your toys. I saw a guy on the TV today.
You seen a guy?
On the MLB Network. Haven't thought about this guy in a while. Long time Major League Baseball pitcher, Edwin Jackson.
Oh.
Right, remember the Edwin Jackson, Teddy?
Edwin Jackson.
He had good stuff.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Played for 17 years.
Yeah, been around.
Made one All-Star team. Made $80 million. Dollars. He had this hit song in the 90s as well. I'll Be by Edwin Jackson.
It's a beautiful song. I didn't know that he wrote it.
Mm-hmm. He did indeed. I'll be. It's a good song. Anyway, started pitching for the Dodgers and he was 19 years old. Retired. The league retired him back in 2019.
All right. I know him as a Devil Ray, even before they were the Rays.
Okay.
Right?
Well,
I know that's probably the second team he went to. Am I right about that?
That's where we spent a few years. That's where I come in here, is that he played 17 years. How many teams do you think you can name that he played for?
Can you tell me how many teams he played for? And is there a record here, or is it just almost the most?
I'd have to count them.
Is it like 13-ish? Damn near half the league?
It's a lot.
I know he played for my O's for like three games or four games or something. Greatest man or greatest fan?
I always said fan.
Greatest fan? Like Robert De Niro?
There's a movie no one saw.
It's a great.
Is that Wesley
Psychopath?
Snipes?
Psychopath, yeah.
Yeah.
San Francisco Giants.
All right, so he played
Rays,
for the
Dodgers,
Orioles. I'm trying to find Yes, played for the Orioles in 2017.
Rays, Dodgers, O's, definitely the Nationals.
Nationals, he played for a couple times. Played for the Nats in 2012.
Once pre-O's, once post-O's.
Also played for the Nats in 2017. He played for the Orioles and the Nats that same year.
Same season, okay.
Yeah.
He went to the Nats after he was with the O's because he was a bum. It wasn't even a trade.
He was a bum in most places.
No, but I'm saying the O's didn't trade for him. They just signed him and then DFA'd him like right after. Who else? A's?
A's is correct. 2018.
Teddy, feel free to chime in here, please. One, two, three, four. We're only at five teams. There's at least six or seven more.
Did you say Arizona?
The Diamondbacks, yeah.
Arizona, yes. He actually pitched a no-hitter with the Diamondbacks.
I was gonna say, I feel like that was one of his better spots.
Back in 2010.
Marlins?
Yes, Marlins in 2016.
Did you say the Cubs?
Cubs,
yeah. Yes. 2013, 2014
one,
with
two,
the Cubs.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. What about the Angels? I feel like he was definitely an Angel at one point.
No.
What?
He was, unless...
Okay.
No. No All right. Angels.
All right. How about the Pirates?
Pirates. No. No Pirates.
Tigers,
sure.
Yes. He actually wrapped up with the Tigers. 2019 Tigers.
That's nine. Cardinals?
No Cardinals. Oh, no, I'm wrong.
Yeah,
sorry.
I thought he played for St. Louis.
2011, Cardinals. There's so many teams here, man. It's hard to keep track of them.
Well,
played for the Cardinals.
I don't want to think we got one wrong when it was on the list.
I'll give you the chronicle order here,
all right,
okay?
Let's go. See how many we
started
got.
Started with the Dodgers.
You knew that, and then went
all right,
Rays.
Then went to Tampa. Then went to the Tigers. He had two stints with the Tigers. I'm very sorry.
So that is tough to follow when there's multiple teams, because we already know he had multiple stints with the Nats.
The year with the Tigers in 2009 was the one time he made the All-Star team, okay? So Tigers, then went to the Diamondbacks, then went to my White Sox.
Oh, the White Sox.
Then went to the Cardinals, then went to Nationals number one, then went to the Cubs, spent a couple years there, then went to the Braves, then went to the Marlins, then the Padres, then Baltimore,
God.
Then Nationals part two, then Oakland, Toronto, and he wrapped it all up with Detroit. That is 17 years. He made $80 million. He wasn't necessarily good anywhere.
I honestly was having trouble counting because of all the double teams, but I think I had it at 13 teams. Who was the one that you said a little bit after the San Diego and the O's? There was one in there that
Baltimore, Nationals, Oakland, Toronto?
Toronto, yeah. Okay, so the Jays. So I got it at 13 teams. Good God. What about Dick Mound, Rich Hill, the longtime pitcher?
Rich Hill's probably up there.
I should preface that with I'm thinking of players that just played everywhere.
Something. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back. We'll do some Too Hot, and we'll talk about Dick Mound. Colin, Mann, and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're going to hit a 20-minute delay on eastbound 670 between 315 and 5th Avenue and expect about a 15-minute holdup on northbound 71 on the north side between I-70 and North Broadway. This report is sponsored by the Ohio Department of Public Safety. Roadside workers have lives and families, but when they're on the job, they put it all on the line to protect and serve us. Remember, they're not just roadside workers. Thank you for moving over and slowing down. Brought to you by ODOT, USDOT, NHTSA, and ODPS. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The Fan is headed to the Memorial. Are you ready for 30 hours of live coverage?
Oh, it's true, baby.
Sponsored by the Waterworks and Header Plumbing, Drain, Heating, and Cooling.
Thewaterworks.com.
The best Memorial coverage. The Fan.
Hello.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care, Heating, and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Well, on Friday, we have about a 20 to 30% chance of a couple of sprinkles during the day, but the highest chance of rain comes in late Friday into early Saturday. On Friday, high temperatures in the middle 60s. On Saturday, we'll get the rain out of the way early and then turn sunny the rest of the day and high temps in the low 70s. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Timmy desperately needs you to listen to this show so he can pay for his stupid dog's 10th ACL surgery. This is Man and Timmy.
More Too Hot coming up in mere moments. We're talking about guys who have just been around the block, guys who have played for a million teams. I was reminded of Edwin Jackson today, played for 13 Major League Baseball teams. You brought up Rich Hill. What'd you call him? Dick Mound?
Dick Mound.
No, it's Dick Mountain.
Dick Mountain?
Dick Mountain was the nickname for him, Rich Hill.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, it could have been Mound. All it has to be is like a synonym of a hill. You know, it could be
a synonym.
You know, hills, not really. It doesn't necessarily have to be a mountain. A hill could just be a little baby, little terrain.
Now, let me ask you a question. 13 for Edwin Jackson. Do you think Dick Mountain had more or less?
I'm going to say the same.
The same.
I'm going to say the same because there's. Right. I've got another name
get
for you.
Get ready to count.
I got another name for you after Rich Hill. Well,
jot it down. I got
Rich,
it for you.
Rich Hill played for the Red Sox like a million different times.
He did. Now, he played 21 years. Yeah. He played longer than 17 seasons, which is what Edwin Jackson played.
Who was older when they quit, Jamie Moyer or Rich Hill?
I want to say Moyer. Rich Hill was 45.
Moyer was probably 48 or 49.
So here's the teams for Rich Hill. Cubs, Orioles, Red Sox, number one. Cleveland.
Four.
Angels.
Five.
Yankees.
Six.
Red Sox, number two.
Six.
Don't count Red Sox again.
I said six. Same number.
Then it's the A's.
Seven.
Dodgers.
Eight.
Brewers. I'm sorry. No.
Twins.
Nine. Rays.
10.
Mets.
11.
Red Sox, number three.
11.
Pittsburgh.
12.
Padres.
13.
Red Sox, number four.
13.
And he finished with the Royals.
14.
14 for Dick Mountain / Rich Hill.
All right. Now, the other name that I thought of, which is funny because I vividly think of this guy as playing for a certain team, but he is also way up there as I choked on my own spit.
I heard that.
You did that once too. He's way
you
up there.
You did it. You right. did it once.
I got Matt Stairs for you. Remember Matt Stairs?
Absolutely, man.
What a mustache. I'm also told that he has more pinch hit home runs than anybody in history.
I believe that. All right,
he's
here we go.
He's got a 262 average and 265
did
home
you,
runs.
Did you look at the number of teams?
No, but I,
okay, well,
I think.
Because I'm going to read them to you.
I thought that he might have been tied with Edwin Jackson.
You ready?
So I'm also putting this number at like 13 teams played for.
Matt Stairs.
Yeah.
Expos.
I wouldn't have gotten that.
By the way, he gets credit for playing for a team that no longer exists. Well, they do exist, but they're just the Nationals. So, Expos. Red Sox.
Two.
A's.
Three.
Cubs.
Four.
Brewers.
Five.
Pirates.
Six.
Royals.
Seven.
Rangers.
Eight.
Tigers.
Nine.
Blue Jays.
Ten.
Phillies.
11.
Padres. Did I already say Padres?
No.
Padres.
12. Technicality.
Here's the tricky thing. He finished up with the Nationals.
I count it.
He previously played for the Expos. They're the same franchise.
No, I count it. They moved cities.
I understand, but it's the same franchise.
They moved cities and countries. All right, it counts.
Teddy, what do you think? You think we count it?
One was in 1992. Yes. One was in 2011.
All right, that's 13 for him. It's still not 13. Rich Hill.
Is Rich Hill have the record? 14? It has to be. Todd Zeal, he played all over
Todd
the map.
Todd Zeal
played all over the map. It's not going to be that many, though.
Look at Todd Zeal. 89 to 2004.
Does that not like ring true with you? Didn't he not play all over the place?
He did, but
I can't even really tell you who Todd Zeal played for. He played for the whole league.
Count it up. Ready? Quick. Cardinals?
One.
Cubs?
Two.
Phillies?
Three.
Orioles?
Four.
Dodgers?
Five.
Marlins?
Six.
Rangers?
Seven.
Mets?
Eight.
Rockies?
Nine.
Expos?
Ten.
And back with the Mets. So just 10.
You missed the Yankees.
I did. I'm sorry.
So 11. What a bum.
Sorry.
How is Todd Zeal? 265, 253 homers. He's Matt Stairs.
He was just a guy, but he was good enough to just stick around every single year.
Well, I asked, what team did you associate Matt Stairs with?
The A's.
A's, for sure. And then because I was there and paying attention around that time, he was a solid player for the Royals. I think he had three seasons with them.
So. Too hot.
All right, Teddy. It's too hot time.
Let's go.
What do you got?
All right. Let's go back to a Bishop and Friends. And you guys had called out one Ryan Baker the other day about an audio cut. Do you remember this?
Yeah. Oh, I kind of remember that.
Yeah. And he actually had a response. And I just thought I would play that so you guys can listen to what he has to say about you two. Here we go.
I'm driving around in the car yesterday, and being a good fan employee, I'm listening to the Fan, and I hear Common Man and Timmy, and they're playing some audio, and at the end of the audio, there was the next question in the audio, and they immediately...
Oops.
They immediately blamed me Ooh. For this, and I'm like, well, even if I did this, you have no clue who did this, and I'm honestly not even sure... If this wasn't a bit where they went back and cut their own audio and put it on there just to drive man nuts, but they immediately blame me. So I know that they have a segment on their show on Fridays called Go to Jail.
Yeah.
So I'm nominating both of them to go to jail for false incrimination of myself.
Yeah, that probably would have been my fault.
Well, I'm not throwing anybody under the bus because I'm not so sure they didn't do it themselves. But
City Jail, County Jail, Lucasville. Where are you sending them?
I want the max.
Lucasville?
I want the max.
All right.
You're sending them to jail on their own segment?
Yeah.
Okie dokie.
I will say this.
I didn't know who cut it. You told me who cut it.
I will say this. Baker does a good job of making me feel guilty because I do. I find Baker to be generally a good, clean boy. And
he is a good, clean
boy. That would have been very out of character. And
I asked you who cut it.
You did, and I didn't say I knew for sure. I just said that Baker was their producer. And I know Reese sits in the studio here, and Bo is the ringleader of that show. And so it was a poor assumption. Baker, I'm sorry, and I accept,
so who
I accept
cut it?
My
Reese-er?
Punishment.
Reese-er cut it?
Sounds like, to the clip? Reese-er was taking responsibility.
Something? Sounded like he took ownership of it in there.
One of the two of you is a bum.
Okay, so it's Reese.
I'm just saying.
Not Baker. That's my argument. That's a big point.
Also, if you think... You think I got the time to go into the system and move heads and tails to make bad audio? You're out of your damn mind. Because you know, Timmy, nothing drives me nuts more than stuff like that.
Like bad editing. Poor caddying. No, it was...
So you know what?
It was bad, but Baker,
I'm not going to jail. I'm going to put you in jail, Timmy, for telling me that it was Baker when it wasn't Baker. You go to jail.
I know. I said I'll go to jail, and I'm sorry. But now that we know who the real criminal is, I think we have to.
He can
publicly
execute
Eric Reese-er. And show him, and they should have to play that clip for an entire segment nonstop. That's their punishment.
All right, more too hot fun for you.
I'm sorry, Baker.
Coming up next,
I'll wear your pants.
your his pants.
He'll let me.
The emergency
pants.
No, you can't wear his pants.
What do you think he got? What do you think he has back there? Jeans?
No
sweats.
No, I bet you it's khakis. Sweats.
Khakis.
I don't think he owns a pair of jeans. He'd be like Kramer trying to put the jeans on.
Baker, they're painted on.
How about some leather pants?
Ooh, baby.
Like Ross would wear on Friends.
Pleather.
Pleather.
Yeah.
Pleather. All right, more Too Hot coming up. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a 45-minute delay due to an accident that's blocking three right lanes on southbound 270 at West Broad Street on the west outer belt. Expected to be slow from Cemetery Road. We also have a 5-minute holdup on southbound 315 between Kinnear Road and Town Street. This report is sponsored by COTA. Tapping is already how you move through your day. Now it's how you ride the bus. Pay to ride COTA by tapping your card, smartphone, or smartwatch and go. Learn more at COTA.com/tap. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Trap.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Common Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
These two morons keep the studio so cold that Timmy's nipples can cut glass. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
These guys are cool, but not that cool.
New report says that Mike Vrabel and Diana Rossini rented a boat together in June of 2021 in Tennessee. Now, she would have been pregnant with her first child at the time. There's actually some video of the two of them on the dock, and she is visibly pregnant. Look,
we are not right about all things, but I think collectively we've been pretty on top of where this was going. You with your comments about Jay Glazer and where that took off because some other people dunked on him and said, hey, you got to take a look at this guy too and erase the double standard. But then with this whole thing, when those initial photos came out, I said it right here. I guarantee you there is a lot more coming from this story. If they've got those photos and they're looking to shop those around to the highest bidder, just wait what is about to come out. And it has been almost every day, multiple times a week.
This has been years
of their relationship.
Of the two of them, just years and years. And, you know, I feel bad a little bit for both of them. Now, they're both adults. They both made choices. But for some reason,
I feel bad for the older kids this situation.
Of course, you feel bad for all of them. I feel bad for both spouses. She's married, too. Yeah, she's got kids, too. They're not as old as Vrabel's kids. But
the kids that are high school age,
they're old enough to know what the hell's
the joking and all that
going on. But clearly, this is not just lusts of the flesh. I mean, these two are in love with each other.
They could be. They can't stay away from each other.
I know.
That's not love.
And
what
it's,
is it?
On this boat, I mean, she is visibly pregnant.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not like, oh, we're just meeting up at some no-tell motel and screwing. I mean, they're clearly...
Well, they're at nice resorts doing the, you know, the hands, yay, doing her hands
thing.
They
clearly have an emotional connection or they love each other. And again, it's bad. The lying's bad. All of it's bad. From her career standpoint, it's bad. From his personal standpoint, it's bad. All of it's bad. But I do feel bad. The key word is bad. I do feel bad.
Bad.
The two of them clearly have deep affection for each other.
Why?
And it must be just terrible.
Why is it, do you think, so outrageously difficult for people to just amicably end their relationships? Why do we make it Because if it's going...
Because it's complicated, it is,
of
Timmy.
Course, of course, I understand that. I know that it's complicated. Are you telling me that that winds up being more complicated and more difficult than this alternative?
Well,
where you're trying to hide it and you
I
say,
don't think
you make
they
the
ever
conscious,
envisioned this alternative.
But come on, like you're a real person, okay? And you're a public figure. You know where this is going to go. And you choose to pursue it anyway. And when you get caught and when everybody finds out, it's going to be so much worse. Of course, it would be a difficult time in your life if you had to end your marriage and you went through counseling and you decided, like, honey, like, we're not in love anymore. So let's talk to the kids. And there might be some other people in my life that I could develop a relationship with, or there's someone else that I have feelings
well,
for.
I think
and I don't
want to
pursue that until I end things with you and do it the right way.
That's all neat and tidy, but
people can't do that.
I understand, but it's maybe a situation where they both truly love their spouses too.
That's,
you know, you just yeah. happen to love more yeah. than one person.
I get it.
And
we just don't accept that in society.
Well,
I understand that.
The whites do.
My neighbors in
Your
Utah.
Your neighbors in Utah. Maybe they did.
Of course. You get know? Together, have some dirty sodas, and multiple wives.
But again, it's I like a good soap opera more than anybody. But at this point, I'm almost like, we don't need to see any more of this.
Do we have proof that that Diana Rossini baby
no
is the is,
but I damn sure hope her husband's getting proof
is a Diana Rossini husband baby.
I
mean, they're hanging out on the boat when she's I mean, jeez. Oh Lord,
he
Lordy.
Took he
and
took
the name a, of the baby
is was? My is Mike Michael
the son yeah
my God.
Yeah, the name of the baby. You didn't know that?
No, I did know
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just saying, it's just every time that comes up, do you just sort of peer over at the husband? You're like, sorry. Just it's a common name.
He's got a flat top.
Millions of Michaels.
He's born with a coach's whistle around his neck.
I like the name Mike. Doesn't mean I'm lusting for you. We had another son.
Mike Vrabel tells that story about how Urban forgot who he was. Yeah, I coached for you for a couple of years. Like, oh, I remember you now. You're doing the NFL reporter. Yeah, that was me, coach. You got me.
Who are you talking to, you grinder?
Yes, you got me. Oh, I laugh, but it's sad.
Oh,
let's
boy.
Do some more.
Teddy, you ready back there?
Too hot.
Too hot!
Yes. All right, this is one of Timmy's favorites. Gary Player.
I don't know if
he, he was talking
hello,
about the
it's me, Gary Player,
the presidential fitness program that's yes, out there now.
You've got to do your push-ups.
He was
your
doing sit-ups. Push-ups against Bryson. I guess they had a little competition.
All right,
but Gary had some thoughts for the young people, and so I thought we'd play this from Gary Player. Here we go.
And the big thing that I wish and I pray every day, and wherever I talk, and I do a lot of talking. I say to the young people, just love this country, because you don't realize what's going on around the world. Even the students of the great universities of America really don't understand what's happening around the world today. There is a silent war taking place against America today. And what we've got to do is make these kids realize that freedom and exercise and education, start reading some books. Yes, keep your phone, but also read some good books.
It's me, Getty Player.
There's many things I'd like to say.
You've got a lot of thoughts.
A lot of books are taken out of the school libraries now, though.
I couldn't read them. They were made to ban them.
At least he is not a book burner.
At least he is not a book burner, you Nazi cow.
Thanks, Ted.
Hey, Gary don't want to hurt nobody, all right?
How's things in South Africa, Gary? Just want you to concentrate.
too hot!
It's lovely in Cape Town this time of year. I'd love to have you out, Teddy, to play a little golf.
Too hot!
All right, let's stay with the... I got a White House
just,
theme going
you're too
here.
Too hotting me out of the...
out of the
Gary
impersonation,
okay,
yeah. Good. On T-Bone and Tyvus, they were comparing White House bathrooms to the Bucky's bathrooms. Because we know the Bucky's bathroom's pretty nice, right? That's what we've heard.
I might head out
just to
take
go
a
to
leak.
The bathroom, yeah.
Yeah.
But somebody went to the White House and checked out their bathrooms as well, so we had a little comparison. Here we go.
What other memories do you have from going to the White House?
Taking pictures with the George Bush portrait and Bill Clinton.
Yeah. You and who else was involved in the picture taking?
Duran Grant.
Yeah. Do you have that photo?
I do have that photo. I sure do. And then taking a dropping a deuce in the White House.
How were the toilets in the White House, out of curiosity?
Better than Bucky's.
Oh, no chance.
They're better than Bucky's.
I don't believe you. I don't believe you. Bucky's. You've never been to Bucky's. You've been to the White House, but you've never been to Bucky's.
That these was squeaky clean.
Okay. How big were the stalls?
They was a nice size.
All right. Were the doors floor to ceiling, or could you see under them?
You could see under them.
See? That's our worse than Bucky's. Bucky's has floor to ceiling doors. See? So that's wrong.
How bad? I'm offended that the White House
doesn't have floor to ceiling.
I don't care if there are, you know, public restrooms that are in the section where
the tours are and stuff like
are working.
That.
Even so, when tourists go and take the visits or where employees do their work, anywhere in that place that they wouldn't have any toilet that sits on the ground that is not a urinal, that doesn't have a full-fledged room for that toilet, like a water closet. I want a rich, heavy, white door with a brass handle that has a nice seal. Yeah, painted white, and it pops. I want crown molding at the top of the ceiling. I want like a chair molding halfway up the
chair
ceiling.
Rail.
A chair rail?
Yeah.
I want some tile. Then I want like beautiful wallpaper on top of that. It better be the best bathroom you have ever seen in your life. That's an embarrassment. You got Cam Neely's stall in the White House?
I don't understand how badly you must have to crap to go in the White House. Like, I do everything I possibly can to not crap at work. I maybe have one or two work dumps a year. But to actually say, excuse me for a second, I gotta drop a deuce.
I don't know why.
And you just go in the White House and crap?
I don't even know why we haven't talked more about Tyvus's deuce in the White House. Or just him.
Now, why is this the first time I'm hearing about
him going to the White House? I never really even thought about that, how he's on the national championship team and at the visit.
That you tell the grandkids one day?
Yeah.
That you took a crap in the White House?
Absolutely. I wonder what their meal was.
They have a meal in the White House?
I wonder what they had. Yeah. If you go and you do the visit,
they serve a meal?
Remember how Trumpy got everybody McDonald's?
Yeah, fast food. Well, I didn't know if they all
get
did
you,
that,
yeah,
though.
I think they get you stuff. They get you. They're going to give you refreshments?
I don't know.
They get your trip to the White House. They're going to entertain you for a little bit.
Snacks.
Hang out in the... We'll
probably get catered in, though, right?
Yeah, we'll say snacks, though.
The grand foyer, the Thomas Jefferson foyer. Get to, you know, mingle with your peers.
Is it called the Thomas Jefferson foyer?
I made it up.
You don't know anything.
You don't either. And people would have believed it. Thanks for doing nothing on my Cam Neely line back there.
I gotta drop a deuce. Yeah, I know.
You just blew.
Manly love.
You
I got
just
it.
Blew. You didn't even say manly love.
Sorry.
You just went right past it like I don't exist.
You know, it's always a good joke when you have to just shove it in. Just keep shoving it. Go ahead.
I did.
Get your shoehorn out and shove it in.
It was gently placed and it wasn't appreciated.
Okay. Good job. You look at the butt on that.
Holy jeez.
Back page coming up. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got about a 15-minute holdup on eastbound 670 going from 315 to Leonard Avenue. And there's a couple-minute delay on southbound 71 on the north side between Polaris Parkway and 270. This report is sponsored by Ashcroft & Oak. Show her you see her. The late nights, early mornings, all the little things, she sees it. This Mother's Day, show her you see her. Ashcroft & Oak, because she's worth it. Shop today at fornowandforever.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat, She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
On the Fan have never been larger. T-Bone is large. Tybus is getting large. Get large with them. T-Bone and Tybus.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 9.
Your home for large people and larger personalities. The Fan.
Truck driver.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by Right Way Heating and Cooling and Bryant. Doing whatever it takes to keep you and your home comfortable. The Fan.
Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. Austin and Berm with you tonight.
So a couple things. I didn't bring this up yet, but it's been a busy week. I told you this on Monday. I think I wanted to rethink my answer when we were talking last week about what would you do if you could have a butler, a chef, you know, someone that you can add to your life and it'd be completely free? And the personal assistant seems to be taking charge because I've got this week lined up where it's just every single day someone's coming to the house. This is just basic home ownership. The house is not falling apart. It's fine. But
who was at the house today?
It's like we had the electrician. Lovely guy. His name was TJ. What do you think happens right when he walks through the door? He says, well, there's a good, clean boy. And
oh,
I just said,
there you go.
I just shook my head and said, Jesus Christ.
You got to tip him now. Did you tip?
I'm like, one of you, huh? Well, I gave him one of our metal cards for being such a fan. I mean, he was very pleasant. And I had a bunch of stuff that I wanted to get done to enhance the property in the future. Like, I've got the putting green back there. I've never had good lighting, so I want to explore either getting like a lamp post or two, mm-hmm. or some permanent lighting.
Lamp post look.
A lamp post would be nice. Like, I think a really expensive route, but I actually do want to explore that. Like a steel, like, or a black wrought iron.
I like that
lamp post, right?
With or the like putting green,
two
right
of
there,
them flanking them. But he recommended some other like metal rod, like kind of fixed lighting, where you can kind of what am I trying to say? Like tilt the lighting to certain angles,
okay,
to kind of flood onto the green
flex head.
But it's I don't want like super high powered. I want like mood, you know.
Yeah.
I don't need to be like under the sunlight.
Teddy, you like
be able to see it
like a metal rod.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'd love to see one of those big, like, the clocks at the golf courses that they have.
Ooh, yeah.
Like the Rolex clock?
Like the Rolex clock.
You can't just get those.
No. Or the other company. God, we just talked about this. Your boy Joey Votto gifted one to the Cincinnati Reds.
That's right.
That company, I can't think of the name right now. That company is based in Cincinnati. And we have one of those clocks at our club up at York, and it is beautiful, and it's a badge of honor for a golf course to get one of those. That would take about 40 to 50 grand for me to, you know, commission somebody to come out there and get one of those clocks.
I'm known as a gift giver, but I ain't giving you that gift.
No, you're not. No.
Nope.
What about if you hit the lotto?
Buy a box of zingers.
You give me a clock like that back there?
Oh, yeah. If I win the lottery? Absolutely.
Would that be the most ridiculous thing at my property to have in that backyard, to have one of those clocks back there? I mean, it's right by the green. I got to know when my tea time is.
Uh-huh.
If I'm running late. Oops, okay, 45 minutes, got to get in the car and head to York. So
it's the Verdin Company, I believe. Verdin.
Verdin.
Verdin, V-E-R-D-I-N. Verdin.
Okay. So what he did is I had some recessed? Recessed?
It's recessed lighting.
Recessed or recessed, Teddy? What is it?
Recessed.
Sunken in? Sunken in, recessed.
Recess sounds like...
Is it Colorado?
A bad memory about lighting that you need a therapist to...
Well, we go out for recess, so we play at recess. And do I recess my lighting?
Uh-huh.
Sunken in. So this is how much in the Stone Age I was. He fixed me up. He put the new recessed lighting in there.
Yeah.
No bulbs. LED, and I can pick my shade... I can pick my warm glow. It's got a setting on there. No light bulbs for the rest of my life. Hardwired in. New little fixtures. Four new fixtures. One over the fireplace. Three over the chalkboard bracket, which is ruined now because they destroyed the NCAA tournament. So I may as well just blow a hole in that wall. And new switches with the dimmer faders.
Change your entire life, huh?
Oh, my God. What a day.
Was he a good clean boy?
He was. Very yeah. good. Very good experience.
Can we get him a date with Nicole?
I don't know.
No?
I don't know. He did ask about Nicole.
He did?
Yeah. He was just curious. We talk about it all the time. He said, I am pretty sweet on her.
Really? Is he a good-looking guy?
He's a good-looking guy.
Now you hesitated.
Well, I mean, he's probably about 55 years old.
Oh, well, that's different then. That's different.
This guy's had a 34-year career.
Okay, well, I didn't know how old we were talking about here.
And I probably just pissed off his wife. But newsflash to Mrs. Electrician, all we do is look at smut and filth. And we imagine being with other people.
Can I tell you something? So does Mrs. Electrician.
She does.
They do too. They just don't have radio shows to tell us about it. But they talk about it with their friends.
We're all the same. Some of us just don't act on it.
Tonight!
All right.
Oh, dear God.
Show's over? We done?
It's a back page.
We got a little back page? 1 minute.
The Back Page.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Saving this one about Dan Campbell and coffee for tomorrow. I got one for you. I don't know what you're going to do with this, but who do you think would be the most marketable for Ohio State athletes in the first round going in? Caleb, Max Clair, Arvell Reese, Sonny Styles, Carnell Tate. Most marketable. Tate's the receiver. Arvell Reese, though, plays that sexy defensive end, get a lot of sacks. You get that big TJ Watt money, JJ Watt money if you all strike right. it big.
I'm going to say, first few years. I know, but I'm going to say Caleb Downs only because he's been drafted to the Cowboys.
Yep. And him and his brother have been doing that podcast. Josh Downs has been a popular player already. He's not the best player out there. I think Caleb will be a far better pro than his older brother, who's a wide receiver. I tend to agree with you. I mean, that we keep talking down about the safety position and how it's tough to really make an impact, but I think this guy's going to prove to you that you can, that he'll easily make an impact as a safety. And again, hate to say it, but yeah, with the star on his helmet, he's got three jerseys now too, and apparently people still buy him. He could, or at least he could be looking at a third different jersey number yeah. before he even plays football.
He was 18, and yeah. he changed it to 13.
And now he still wants to get two.
Well, he'll probably get two at some point yeah. Down the road. Yeah,
might have to work out the deal yeah. with the guy well, that has it.
That sucks if you bought his jersey. You're all excited about
yeah.
it. Those jerseys aren't cheap.
Yeah, it could be, though, like a memento, though. You can get another one.
It's not
and then
a
keep,
memento.
It's not? No. It's just dumb.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go buy another jersey. Why not? We're made of money.
What if I have the Cal Ripken number 10, you know? Before he was ever number 8. Like, okay. Oh, yeah, this jersey.
Well, if
this
Caleb Downs turns into be Cal Ripken, then maybe it's worth something.
Nobody can be Cal Ripken.
Steve Wilkos can. They're the same person. All right, Buckeye shows up next. We'll see you for Go to Jail Friday. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We'll be right back.
We've got a couple minute delay due to an accident that's blocking two lanes on northbound Sawmill Road before Hard Road. And there's about a 30-minute slowdown due to a crash blocking two right lanes on southbound 270 at West Broad Street on the West Outer Belt. This report is sponsored by Ohio Housing Finance Agency. Thinking of buying a home but don't think you can afford it? The Ohio Housing Finance Agency provides down payment assistance and affordable loan options to eligible Ohioans. Learn more and find out if you qualify by visiting myohiohome.org. Homeownership. Make it part of your future. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.